Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Another podcast for Green Scene Daily. I'm Aaron Hillis, and my special guest is Alex Jones, one of the subjects of a new film called New World Order, playing at the South by Southwest Film Festival. Alex, you have so many titles. I don't even know how to introduce you. How would you introduce yourself?
Well, I got a syndicated radio show. I run some alternative news sites, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com, and I've also made 20 documentary films.
And we're actually tooling around in his vehicle right now, which is outfitted with his bullhorn. So we can do a little bit of interview, and if you hear Alex ranting a little bit, it's because he's educating the good folks of Austin. He's got his microphone out
right now. Ladies and gentlemen, the New World Order is the sworn enemy of all for humanity. The New World Order is a private consortium of corporations, banks, and defense contractors who publicly write in thousands and thousands of white papers that they want to set up a worldwide tyranny outside the power of any nation state so that they can never be defeated. They will then disarm the nation states, set up worldwide taxes paid directly to them. Now, the mainstream media will attack anybody that talks about this. Until now, the elites are in Time Magazine, Wall Street Journal, Financial Times of London, bragging that a one-world government is being set up, but to save us from the economic crisis that the banks themselves created. You got to love it. They create the crisis, offer the solution, the Hegelian dialectic. And through this one-world government, we will pay our taxes directly to them. Hey, how you doing, sir? Thank you, sir.
All right, man.
God bless you.
All right.
How you gentlemen doing?
Give me a Rush Limbaugh, we'd be happy.
Well, we'll try. Rush Limbaugh is bad news, isn't he?
He's terrible.
He's part of the false left-right paradigm. Keep us locked in that false left-right paradigm.
You're the man, Alex Jones.
You're the man, too, my friend. All right, take care.
You have so many...
Thank you.
You know, it's really great to see a moment like that, because, I mean, so many people know who you are, and you have a lot of fans, and a lot of people have been listening to, you know, all the ideas that you have for a great many years. But how did you get your start? I mean, in the film, which talks a lot about people who have...
Thank you, sir.
Who have ideas that are strong, that are maybe not popular, but you're figured prominently in this, and you mentioned that it was Waco, the Waco incident with David Koresh, that you first really felt impassioned. I mean, but what led up to that?
All right, we are live. It is the Alex Jones Show. Alex will be in later. That was Alex over at South by Southwest, talking about the new IFC project, New World Order, and we're going to go over a couple of articles out there. There's a Wired blog and a couple others that, you know, just want to go and savagely attack Jones for what he's done. However, there is a very interesting article over at Politico, and of course we're doing stories about it over at Prison Planet and InfoWars. Bilderbergers excite conspiracists. Now, this is a four-page article without any of the hit piece. I mean, most of the time they put in these little snarky comments. This doesn't. I mean, this is actually well researched. It's well stated. It's actually, if you could see all the highlights I have on this thing, it's unbelievable. So we're going to be going to that South by Southwest blog archive throughout the hour. Probably going to hit it at the 30 mark and at the bottom of the hour, so you can hear more of that. Alex, of course, riding around with IFC in this van with two huge bullhorns. We'll probably be posting video of that over at PrisonPlanet.tv over the week, and then it'll get YouTubed. We're also going to be going over this review of the Obama deception. It has gone viral. It's all over the place. It was actually over at RLS Log. Huge amount of comments. I mean, people who hadn't seen it, oh, this is anti-democratic rhetoric, and the guy's like, no, he attacks Bush. Oh, no, this is all right-wing nonsense. Well, Politico really puts it into perspective. It's not nonsense. It's the real deal. They expose the Bilderberg Group in a fashion most mainstream media refuse to do. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com.
Phase one of the insider's plan for a one-world government has been initiated with the recent bailout. International bankers and power brokers have engineered the current crisis to create a new currency and a new world bank to act as savior. But we've only seen the beginning. Their next engineered crisis will be on a scale never before seen in modern times. Shortages and empty shelves will spread fear and panic across the land. The insiders have discovered that they must control two things to seize total power. Phase one is a one-world currency, which we are currently being prepared to accept. Phase two of their insidious plan is complete control of our food supplies. Go to www.foodshortageusa.com for the details. That's www.foodshortageusa.com to learn how to prepare for the unthinkable. Don't wait for empty shelves. Learn how to make your own survival foods for pennies on the dollar. Go to foodshortageusa.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we are back. It is Monday, March 16th. And this came out from Politico yesterday. We're also going to be commenting on Michael Savage talking about, you know, Reichstag events possibly pulled off by this administration. Well, yes, this administration will aid in a false flag event, but they won't be the ones who orchestrate it. Let's be honest, the elites at the top who have been. He won't talk about the false flag event that happened on 9/11, you know, but now Democrats are in, so he has to pull out this rhetoric, this disingenuous rhetoric. It is probably true that they will help and aid and assist in the cover-up and be the front men. But will they be the architects? A couple of them might be. I mean, they are so deep into the Bilderberg group. So we're going to comment on that in the next segment. But you have to see this article to believe it. We're going to be doing stories on it over at Prison Planet and InfoWars. Bilderbergers excite conspiracists. The highest levels of the Obama administration are infested with members of a shadowy elitist cabal intent on installing a one-world government that subverts the will of the American people. It's pretty spot on. Good paragraph. I mean, it sounds crazy, but that's what a group of very persistent conspiracy theorists insists. And they point to the President Obama's nominee of Health and Human Services Secretary, Kansas Governor Kathleen Sebelius, as the latest piece of evidence supporting their claims. I've covered that story many times on this program and my own. It turns out that Sabellas, like top administration economist Timothy Geithner, Larry Summers, and Paul Volcker, as well as leading Obama diplomats Richard Holbrook and Dennis Ross, are Bilderbergers. So right there, bam, 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 bam. We got five separate names. Five. Off the bat. I mean, that's incredible. And that is, she is someone who has participated in the annual invitation-only conference held by an elite international organization known as the Bilderberg Group. Boom. All right, now instead of being snarky about it, they actually introduce who these people are and when they started. What a novice idea for a mainstream media outlet. The group, which takes its name from the Dutch Hotel, where it held its first meeting in 1954, exists solely to bring together 100 and 150 titans of politics, finance, military, industry, academia, and media from North America and Western Europe once a year to discuss world affairs. Spot on again. This is, I mean, wow. And you think it's going to get, you know, attacking? No, it actually pays homage to InfoWars and Prison Planet as the people that are breaking these stories. Listen, we were talking about, and this article goes over it a little bit later, we're going to cover it, but this article goes over Obama and Hillary probably meeting with Bilderberg members in the secret meetings that his press secretary talked about while they ditched the press. Okay, that's something we talked about when it happened last. It was even before summer, but it would have to be late spring, early summer. It was in late May, I believe. That's how ahead of the mainstream media we are. And this article actually sources Infowars.net, sources PrisonPlanet.com, doesn't attack Alex Jones. It's unbelievable. All right, let's just keep reading it because, I mean, I haven't even gotten to a section that I've highlighted where it really just starts naming names. It does mention this, though. It doesn't issue policy statements or resolutions, nor does it hold any events other than an annual meeting. So right there, it's admitting to you that it's completely secret. They don't tell you what they talk about. They don't issue policy statements. They just meet, and that's it. And then they just go, listen to this. Past participants have included Margaret Thatcher, who attended the 1975 meeting of Turkey's Golden Dolphin, former media mogul Conrad Black, who has been to more than a dozen conferences, and Bill Clinton, Tony Blair, Condoleezza Rice, Donald Rumsfeld, Queen Beatrix of the Netherlands, King Juan Carlos of Spain, and top officials from BP, IBM, Barclays, and the Bank of England. Again, not with a snarky attitude, with as a matter-of-fact attitude. Thank you, Politico. I don't want to start worshiping these guys because I'm sure there's a lot of propaganda all over their site, but this guy, Kenneth P. Vogel, Alex is just going to have him on. It is precisely that exclusive roster of globally influential figures that have captured the interest of an international network of conspiracists who, for decades, have viewed the Bilderberg Conference as a devious corporate global scheme. It's true. I mean, it's the video sharing website YouTube alone is home of thousands of Bilderberg-related videos. And then they quote Ron Paul. And they quote some very, 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 very insightful answers from Ron Paul. Yeah, all you people out there that want to attack Ron Paul, give me a break. This guy was the one shining light in the entire Congress. I mean, Dennis Kucinich, I give him big ups for some of the things he's done, but Ron Paul told it like it was. Kucinich did go after Kashkari, which is in the Obama deception, which you can go get right now at prisonplanet.tv and super high quality, by the way, on DivX. But Ron Paul predicted the collapse, has openly talked about the quote-unquote New World Order for decades now, is really the most proactive member in the Patriot movement. And that's why he's on that MIAC document that we discussed all last week. I don't laugh at people who claim they understand the connections, but I've never really spent much time tracing that through, said Ron Paul, a former presidential candidate whose libertarian sensibilities have made a darling of Bilderberg conspiracists. The one thing that concerns me is the people who surround Obama or Bush generally come from the same philosophic viewpoint and have their organizations. They have their Trilateral Commission, they have the CFR, Council on Foreign Relations, and the Bilderberg Group. And they've been around for a long time. And my biggest concern is what they preach. Keynesian economics and interventionism and world planning, he said. While it's easy to dismiss Bilderbusters as cranks, these voices have a way of making themselves heard on the margins of the debate in ways that can prove to be real, if minor distraction of Obama's political team. Bill Clinton had trouble shaking rumors that he was behind a shady criminal syndicate operating out of the MENA airport. Now, he wasn't behind that, but he was like a capo in it. And yes, he did facilitate that. You know, I mean, they really don't go in. I mean, they're not bashing any of this stuff. It's amazing. George W. Bush was sometimes portrayed as a puppet of the clandestine Middle Eastern oil interests. Yeah, that doesn't really go deep enough, but come on. Here's where it gets really good. Okay. One popular website, Prison Planet, greeted Sabella's nomination with the headline, Obama picks Bilderberger for health secretary. Yeah, that's because he met with her. And they go into that later. The Bilderberger Group, in a rare press release last year, laid out a benign, if vague, mission, creating a better understanding of a complex force and major trends affecting Western nations. Oh, man. Democratic presidential nominee had initially tapped former Fannie Mae chairman Jim Johnson as a top Bilderberg to help him select a running mate. This is out of the Obama administration in 08. And, of course, then they go on to point out through IRS filings that contributions to this guy came from Kissinger, Rockefeller, and Graham, all past Bilderberg members. You know? They connect a lot of dots in this. The news further puts to rest any delusions that the Bilderberg Group is mere talking shop where no decisions are made, reported Prison Planet. And again, they give us credit. It is also ridiculous, once again, any notion that an Obama presidency would bring change to the status quo of America being ruled by an unelected corporate and military industrial complex elite. 1 month later in June, Johnson was joined at the 2008 Bilderberg meeting by Geithner, Holbrooke, Summers, and Ross, as well as Obama's first choice of Human Health Secretary, Tom Daschle, and Sabellis, who was at the time included on some sort of short list of running mates and attended the 2007 meeting in Istanbul, Turkey. I mean, this is unbelievable. I mean, they're really, they don't hide anything. Man, it is just unbelievable to me. They even put out their little press release, you know, and then here's where it really gets good. Had the meeting been outside the United States, this is the 2008 meeting we're talking about, that might have been the end of the Obama angle. But the conference, which took place from June 5th through June 8th, was held at a heavily guarded hotel in Chantilly, Virginia, in suburban Washington, coincidentally overlapping with an Obama campaign event in the area. While Obama's schedule indicated he was to fly home to Chicago for the weekend, and journalists were herded on a campaign plane under the impression they were headed there along with Obama. See, they even use the term herded. The future president slipped away for the private meetings and never actually boarded the flight. Again, we reported on this heavily and connected the dots months and months and months ago. And thank you, Politico, for giving us credit right here. As it turned out, Obama secretly met that evening with Hillary Rodham Clinton in Washington, D.C., but not before raising alarms among the Bilderbusters, who were convinced something was rotten in Chantilly. Prison Planet connected the dots and concluded Obama and Clinton met at the Bilderberg meeting, declaring that the complete failure of the mainstream media to report this fact once again betrays the super-secretive nature and influential reputation of the 54-year-old organization still maintains. Even the snarky D.C.-based Wonkette, and Wonkette is one of those disgusting right-wing blogs, you know, half seriously posting that really it sounds like Obama and Clinton rendezvoused at the creepy Bilderberg Group meeting. Of course they did. But, you know, Wonkette's one of those. I mean, they don't praise Wonkette for what they did. They mention it in a little paragraph. Curiously, though, the episode wasn't the first time a Bilderberg meeting intersected with vice presidential selection machinations. So now they're going to go back to 2004, another story that was covered right here at Infowars.com. and PrisonPlanet.com, and talk about John Edwards being tapped at the Bilderberg Group. In 2004, both Time Magazine and the New York Times noted that Senator John Edwards had impressed Bilderbergers at that year's conference in Italy. Roughly 1 month prior to selection, as John Kerry's running mate, he attended. So, I mean, we're on page 3, and it's only a 3.5-page article, folks. I think you can get the picture. Politico doing an amazing job reporting on the Bilderberg Group. We'll be back after this. We're going to play Michael Savage, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
World Order beast is genetically modifying your food.
Genetically modifying.
Mixing vegetables with animals. And now experimenting with viruses.
Viruses.
Without a long-term food solution, you will have just two options. Starve or surrender.
Surrender.
All canned food supplies will eventually run out. What then? Grow your own healthy food and feed your family forever. SurvivalistSeeds.com is now the nation's largest bulk heirloom seed company.
And it's owned by a real patriot,
Big John Lipscomb.
You can now have
an infinite amount of healthy vegetables like a watermelon, a bundle of carrots, or tomatoes for a little more than a penny each. SurvivalistSeeds.com. And now you can go into business with Big John at SurvivalistSeeds.com by becoming an affiliate. See his link at SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, this is Peter Kronschnabel from Midas Resources, and I'd like to share some thoughts with you. In today's economy, with the government spending gone wild, the banking system on the verge of collapse, and Wall Street in continuous free fall, we both know that it's critical that you protect your savings and retirement programs now. Macroeconomics can be very confusing, but the solution to securing your personal assets is very simple. It's purchase of gold and silver. These precious metals have been the trusted means of exchange for centuries, and they've never been more important in our country's history. It's up to you to design your survival plan, one based on gold and silver. Give me a call. I'm Peter Kronschnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and allow me to outline an easy answer to your questions. That's Peter Kronschnabel at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108. Call Peter at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108, while you can still purchase gold with paper.
You worry. You see the signs and worry about the future. You worry about economic turmoil and food shortages. How to be prepared while preserving your sanity? Your answer may be at hand. Author Linda Runyon lived off the land, isolated from civilization. She knows that as long as the sun shines, there will be plenty of free food all over God's green earth. Perhaps the only sane insurance is knowledge of wild edible plants. The cost of learning is minimal. Wild food grows everywhere, and you will see it everywhere. It's every bit organic and more nutritious than our modern diets. Well respected in her field, Linda's approach to teaching this subject includes books, flashcards, and video, with an emphasis on health, safety, practicality, and joy. Learn how to identify it, where and when to find it, how to prepare, use, and store it. Go to Linda's website, ofthefield.com, and take advantage of special offers. Or if you're not online, call her 24-hour toll-free order line at 888-51-EAT-FREE. That number again, 888-51-EAT-FREE. A little knowledge makes starvation impossible.
All right, folks, we are back. It is the Alex Jones Show. I'll be sitting in for Alex for a couple hours. He'll be in later. When you tune into PrisonPlanet.tv, we're going to be playing some more of that interview with Alex at South by Southwest and what he was doing there with IFC. And then we're really going to read these bashing articles because really Politico really just exposed the Bilderberg Group in a way. We should make this and articles we write about it over at InfoWars and PrisonPlanet.tv go viral because it really connects the dots. It shows... Look, I'm going to have to finish up with this just for a second, then we'll go to that Michael Savage clip. Even the guy who's like, oh, it's not a big deal. You know, one of the attendee contended the Bilderberg conspiracy theories don't make sense, if only because the wide array of ideologies represented would make it difficult to reach consensus. No, this is where people who are aggressive like Kissinger, go against incrementalists, and they hash something out. You know, they vote on it. Okay? They try to point to Kissinger and Pearl having opposing viewpoints to Holbrooke or Johnson. But here's where, this is what they end with in the article. It's amazing. Besides the attendee observed, it's almost impossible to name a Bilderberger-free cabinet. You'd be hard-pressed to find an administration that hasn't reached into those ranks into the last 20, 30, 40 years. Thank you, Politico. All right, let's play Mr. Disingenuous Savage talking about a Reichstag-like event. Hey, Savage, one happened in this country. One large one happened in this country. And it's the reason that we have the Patriot Acts 1, 2, parts of 3, Military Commissions Act, Guantanamo Bay. Let's play the clip.
You know, I made a prediction on this show yesterday that I'll repeat right now so that you can mark it down. Savage predicts a Reichstag fire-like event sometime within the next year or two in America that will have been conducted by the government and blamed upon subversive elements in order to permit a dictatorship and a naked dictatorship to emerge in this country. If you think I'm making this up, you're right. I'm making it up. But I'm not making it up out of whole cloth. I'm making it up out of historical cloth. Rahm Emanuel is a very devious man. Rahm Emanuel has deep roots going back to dictatorial inclinations. You want me to open that one up? Would you like to discuss Rahm Emanuel and who he is and what his background is and his father's background? His father was a member of the Irgun in the early days of Israel, which I think is quite ironic when you think about it. Here you have the most anti-Israel administration in modern American history, perhaps since Eisenhower. And the chief of staff's name is Rahm Emanuel. He is from Israel, and his father fought with Meir Begin in the Irgun in the early days of the foundation.
Let's cut the clip. Basically, what he's saying is that his father was an international terrorist. I believe he helped create the Mossad. Rahm Emanuel, dual Israeli citizen, wants conscription in this country. And Savage is exposing it, but, you know, I can't get on board with a guy who wants to demonize 9/11 truth, that wants to be into this left-right paradigm. I think it's because Savage isn't on TV that he's allowed to talk about this stuff, and it's just kind of the radio, because you have to keep your listeners with a little bit of truth, you know, like Alex talks about. And we'll see. You know, I hope that we don't see a false flag terror event in this country on the scale of 9/11 or larger. You know, whether it be, you know, a dirty bomb, you know, another building being blown up, another hijacking scenario, you know, who knows, cruise missiles. I mean, we, you know, surface to air. It's tough to say. Do we know this administration's corrupt? Yes. Do we know that the elite are behind them? Yes. Does the Obama deception totally and completely go over that? Yes. In fact, let's read that review. Review the Obama deception by Alex Jones. Alex Jones, for those who don't know, is a self-described tip of the spear in the info war. Jones is a nationally syndicated radio show host with daily audience in the hundreds of thousands, and he has directed and produced over 20 documentary films. The most recent film, the Obama deception, could in time be remembered as one of the most important films in our history. The movie is indicative of being rush released, which it clearly was. Timing is everything. Mr. Jones knew what he was doing in getting this film out to the masses, and I would venture its evidence of its critical timelessness at this moment in history. So again, being praised for how quickly you turned it around. Never have so many people been so tantalizingly close to waking up their fellow man to the realities of the world we lived in. This film may be the only, maybe the one to finally do that. Barack Obama, despite what the Madison Avenue spin doctors try to tell and sell us, is not the one. Not the one. It's more than the one. I mean, they've got, I mean, again, what this movie goes over, it's worship. It is brainwashing on a mass level using Coke, Pepsi, Time Magazine, Spider-Man, you name it. We'll be back with Alex Jones at South by Southwest, IFC Film Crew, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. Our government has handed over billions with no strings attached and no accountability to the very bankers who created this whole mess we're in. Millions have lost their jobs to corporate corruption and mismanagement. Trillions in savings, net worth, and retirement accounts have been lost by investors and homeowners. When you really look at all the theft, crimes, secret organizations, and pervasive corruption going on, it's enough to make you think of your second favorite F-word, food. Food, the F-word that we had all better be thinking about. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633. By the way, I assume that your first favorite F-word is faith. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Millions of Americans are beginning to realize the enormity of the economic and political problems facing the U.S. and the world. And for the first time in their lives, they are feeling the need for preparedness. Ready Reserve Foods has been in continuous operation, manufacturing the finest in dehydrated foods for almost 40 years. Ready Reserve is the manufacturer, unlike other companies that just broker canned foods. Ready Reserve controls the quality from start to finish with double enameled cans and nitrogen packaging. When purchasing from Ready Reserve Foods, you are buying factory direct at wholesale prices. Other companies are quoting delivery times of 1 to 2 months, while Ready Reserve ships within 5 business days. Many companies do not even offer a catalog. We will be more than happy to send a catalog to you free of charge. Dial 1-800-453-2202, 1-800-453-2202, or visit our website at ReadyReserveFoods.com. Factory direct, wholesale pricing from Ready Reserve Foods. Call us at 1-800-453-2202.
You mentioned that it was Waco, the Waco incident with David Koresh that you first really felt impassioned. I mean, what led up to that? I mean, how did you become such a vocal person?
Okay, well, I don't want to take issue with what you just first said, but if I can just add something there, and I'll tell you how I woke up and got involved, and I appreciate you doing the interview. Number one, if you look at polls, the issues I talk about are popular. I say we should know where the banker bailout money went, and Congress wants to know, too, and the private Federal Reserve has refused it. You can Google Senator Sanders, you know, saying, where's the money to Bernanke last week? And he said, I'm not going to tell you. Okay, so this is a private banking system outside our control. The Federal Reserve is the private, front group for the private banks. So they had 1,000-to-1 phone calls, Senator Boxer and others said, to Congress against the banker bailout. Polls showed 98% were against it. So I was against that. And they actually got power, you know, not just money in that, but power for there to be no oversight over what they were doing. On almost every issue I cover, it's actually popular. People know they're corrupt elites. They know they're fat cats. They know the elites are gaining more and more power and trying to secure their ill-gotten gains. That's what the New World Order is. It's a tyranny so people can't get control of their governments and ever bring these criminals like Madoff and, you know, all the rest of them, and Ken Lay to justice. And so, you know, that. So I believe that the mainstream media has tried to suppress what's truly popular in the population. You go back 100 years ago, 80 years ago, populism. This was a populist message. Our president spoke out against the central banks. Kennedy didn't got killed. So, I mean, I found, I would say 85-90% of people today, as I've been driving around for hours, you know, bullhorning, warning people during South by Southwest, it's a great opportunity. And I would find that, let's say, 85% were positive, going, yeah, Alex Jones, or yeah, Death of the New World Order, yeah, you know, arrest the bankers. And then I'd see kind of yuppie types on bikes or whatever. One guy flipped us off, and a few people just couldn't tell what we were saying. We're like, ah, shut up, idiot, and because they weren't informed. Even one guy was kind of yelling at me. He said, oh, Alex, huh? Because they just hear somebody on bullhorning, you know, from a car, and it kind of scares them. So I found, I mean, 10 years ago, I'd probably get half the email was negative. 5 years ago, 25% of the email was negative. Now maybe 5% of the email is negative. I go on other people's talk shows, right-wing talk shows, and they attack me and say I'm a kook and all this stuff, and then almost every caller calls in agreeing with me, and they always want to call me a liberal. I'm not a liberal or conservative. I'm just a freedom lover. I'll go on liberal talk shows, and the host may disagree with me because they're a mainline establishment corporate liberal, and almost everybody calls in and agrees with me. So I found that really we have the majority view. The people are actually more informed than some folks say, and it's accelerating right now. You know, Chuck Norris has been a big right winger. You know, he called me up and said, you're kind of waking me up that both parties are controlled. I want to come on your show. Rick Linklater one time was on my show and said, oh, you know, I just shot a movie with Bruce Willis. He was a big fake Republican pro-war until I came
to we'll go to more of that at the bottom of the hour. Obviously, we have the podcast of Chuck Norris and Alex Jones over at Infowars.com right now. I want to remind people that I'm also going to be doing an interview with Mike Adams on the bird flu and Baxter, two separate types of the bird flu virus, two separate strains in the bird flu vaccination and a separate strain, of course, of flu. It's unbelievable. Shipped out all over the place. I believe it was 14 separate countries. The way they caught it is they inject this ferret, and the ferret dies, and one of the scientists actually picks up on it. It's like, what's wrong with this stuff? Takes a look, and just like, oh, my God, I can't believe it. I want to remind people I also do a little talk show here at PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com, from 9 to midnight Central Time. And, you know, it's called The Info Warrior, TheInfoWarrior.com. I do a little blog over there as well. We try to go through as much news as we can cover in a three-hour period. Oh, what about the Politico dot? Oh, God. I got my producer, Rob Dew, coming in with, you can't trust Politico. I already said be wary of what Politico.com puts out there, all right? But this Politico article by Kenneth Vogel is awesome. So, you know, not everybody is in on the conspiracy. You know, can't stand it when I can't even get into the negativity and the attackers other than what we're about to read right now about the New World Order movie coming out at IFC, because this is mainline attacks and it's just absolutely ridiculous. I mean, come on. South by Southwest, New World Order illuminates conspiracy theorists. You've probably heard of the conspiracy theories. The Bilderberg Group secretly runs the world. 9/11 was an inside job. A group of elites is working to establish a new world order. True. I believe that's 3 for 3, Bob, batting 1,000. All those are actually true. Paul Hartman, why? Oh, Paul Hartman. Yeah, I mean, they're all three are true. Let's be real. It's just ridiculous. I mean, Politico just did a 4-page article really breaking down the Bilderberg Group. You know, myself and others have proven that 9/11 was orchestrated by an international intelligence cartel on several occasions. My latest occasion with Fabled Enemies right here. You can't see it because PrisonPlanet.tv is not on, but we got a copy right here. Fabled Enemies really goes through the organizations that were involved. So, yes, that's true as well. And then a group of elites working to establish a new world order. Well, Wired, that is also true by their own admissions time and time again. Gordon Brown just came to this country and he said, hey, we need a global new deal. And he said before his country many times, we need a new world order to save the world. And he wants to carbon credit you and enslave you just like the rest of them. And guess what? He's a Bilderberg attendee. Weird. You forgot Gordon Brown, Politico. But you know, Wired wants to take three truths right off the bat and make them seem like nutty conspiracy theories. The documentary New World Order, which had its world premiere Friday at the South by Southwest Film Festival, offers an inside look at people who dedicate their lives to investigating and spreading the word about such conspiracy theories. Wow, how dare we dedicate our lives to waking people up to the truth about what's going on around them, why they're losing their homes, why they're losing their jobs, why they're losing their pensions. why the government continues to take more and more control, why you have to take your shoes off at the airport. How dare we? How dare we challenge the corporate establishment? You know what? I think I'm just going to quit today, take Wired's lead, and just bow down to these people every morning, every evening. And just say, you know what? I love my servitude. I love my ownership. I love being a slave. You know, you're making me see the light, Wired. You're getting me. The 83-minute movie by directors Luke Meyer and Andrew Neil, who worked together on 2006 Darkon, focuses chiefly on Alex Jones, pictured a documentary filmmaker and talk radio host with a loud voice, an urgent message, and many times a bullhorn in hand. I believe I'm sitting next to Tyranny Crusher right over here. Yes. In fact, that may be the same exact one. Jones, whose movies include such dire polemics, I'm sorry if the truth hurts, as Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, and Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, both excellent pictures. Get them over at Infowars.com right now. A documentary filmmaker and talk radio host with a loud voice, an urgent message, and many times a bullhorn in hand. I'm reading it and I'm an idiot. Certainly seems sincere enough to tries to shine a light on the annual Bilderberg meeting. Thank you, Politico. Where world leaders meet in secret to talk about something. It's pretty obvious what they're talking about. In 2006, we told you they were talking about blowing out the subprime mortgages after bringing people in. Guess what happened? They blew out the subprime mortgages after bringing people in. We also told you that they were going to crash the dollar. Guess what they did? They've crashed the dollar. We're also telling you they're trying to build a North American Union. And it's really almost been built. A lot of the large highway infrastructure still needs to be built. But guess what? It's happening. It's right in front of your face. It's being continued by the Obama administration. What aren't you getting? I mean, why is this snarky and sarcastic? Everything in here is the real deal. That's why I can't get down with people who attack Alex. I mean, it's just, see, the next thing, as New World Order follows Jones and some of his fellow conspiracy mongers. Mongers? It delivers a fascinating look at true believers who are desperate to expose the supposed sins of politicians and business chieftains. Supposed sins of politicians and business chieftains. Okay, who do you see on the news every night? Who is it? Who is on the news every night being corrupt? It's not just the celebrities that they're feeding us all the time. All right? I mean, what are these people smoking? It's always the politicians that are, you know, stealing money, stealing land, doing corrupt business deals with lobbyists, passing legislation. We have judges who are taking millions to put children into homes. So what's this guy talking about? I mean, that's the real deal. Those are the people that are more corrupt than anybody because they have the power. How dare we be desperate to expose these people? It's unbelievable. Without delving deeply into conspiracy theories themselves, the movie introduces the real people whose lives are in some instances consumed by these exotic ideas. Exotic. The four-page Politico article goes into how for the last 40 years, administrations have had Bilderberg attendees and members in them. You think that's an accident? That's an exotic idea? No, it's the truth. The grim scenarios outlined by the conspiracy theorists are familiar to anybody with a yen for exploring the information of rat holes so prevalent on the internet. See, they're rat holes when you start looking at who actually runs the show, what the actual agenda is. It's absolutely, it's disgusting. This article, oh my God, it's disgusting. What are you talking about? These people are the rats. Why are you so in love with the elite? Huh? I mean, where's the love fest? Michael Savage, man. They are messing with the cameras over here. It is killing me. They're zooming in on Michael Savage while I'm talking about rat holes. Well, Michael Savage is somewhat of a rat. You know what, though? Let's hope he wakes some people up and brings them to our information. Let's just keep reading this. Jones has turned his InfoWars concept into a cottage industry. It's always about being a cottage industry. Folks, if we didn't make this bigger, how would we be able to bring you the news for 7 hours a day. We bring you 7 hours of talk radio here a day, 5 days a week, and then Sunday you still get a two-hour show. We put together movies at a rate nobody puts together movies about relevant issues. I mean, come on, a cottage industry. I'm sorry no one else is doing it. I'm sorry there's no one in the mainstream media at all doing any of this stuff. I mean, come on. But the truly telling part of New World Order is its revealing depiction of the individuals who spend their spare time establishing alternative communities or burning DVDs in the hands of people at the World Trade Center site. Thank God for Luke Radowski and We Are Change. Thank God for them being down there and handing people loose change. Handing them fabled enemies. Handing them martial law. Handing them America freedom to fascism. Thank God they're down there. I mean, this article is just totally gross. You know, it's got a ton of comments on it. But, you know, I can't even do that. I can't even do any more of it. I mean, why is it that, I mean, that's Wired's blog. Why is it that these guys really worship the ground that the elite walk on? I don't understand it. What have they done for them lately? Why is it that the economy can be gutted? People can be over in deserts fighting a war for resources? End of Eurasian Union. You know, why is it that people can be dying every single day and this guy is still licking their boots? It's very compelling to me. No, the elite love us, Jason. What do you think? That they're going to build a rainbow sunshine machine that we're all going to take off on across the stars? And they're going to let everybody have it? I mean, seriously. How dare you talk about the Bilderberg Group? Once a year, 144 of the world elites. That Politico article also highlighted how some recent ones have really been attended by a majority of European elites, which we talk about here all the time. You know, the real power is from this nobility that's been around forever. They own the media over there. They print the money. Europeans, check it out. Doubt me? I mean, where do you think they print all this, you know, worthless paper fiat currency? It's not over here. I mean, yeah, the Rockefellers are a powerful group. I mean, David Rockefeller, how do people not understand this guy has co-chaired and created all sorts of globalist organizations? He's attended the Bilderberg Group. I don't know. I don't know when he's missed. He's always on the list. So you got to understand, this guy is a policy maker. I can't remember the last time Kissinger didn't go. It's a mover and shaker. And again, you know, that's just the tip of the iceberg, the Bilderberg Group. This is where they really figure out what they're going to be doing for the next, I believe, what is it? I would say another 12 months. But they delegate from the 144 into the upcoming Bohemian Grove Club where 3,000 people get together. See, it's circles within circles. And then they start going to their factions and, you know, this is the agenda. This is what we need you to do. And, you know, they don't see the full scope of the picture most of the time in there. And then they leave the Bohemian Grove Club and then they preach to, you know, before the CFR and then before, you know, their employees about what their agenda is going to be, and they see a small part of the picture. You see how it works? It's very compartmentalized. And it's very important that we continue to expose what the Bilderberg Group is, who's in it, how they continue to dominate administrations, and I mean dominate them. I mean, come on. The Obama administration, again, Catherine Sebelius isn't the only one over there. Obama himself, Clinton herself. I would be hard-pressed to believe that Biden's never been there, although I can't confirm that. Biden's an insider among insiders. I'm pretty sure, yeah, I'm positive Biden's CFR. And, you know, Biden's a kind of likable guy. Obama's a very good speaker. A lot of people are being bamboozled on that fact alone. And the mainstream media is really not taking the administration to task. They're so scared to do so. Again, the only people I see reporting on any of this in the mainstream media is Lou Dobbs. Lou Dobbs will tell you that the economy's bad, that they're going to keep raping the middle class, that this administration is going to keep pursuing a North American Union, that Gordon Brown was here to talk about a new world order. But that's the one media outlet on one network. Wow. I mean, how many networks do we have? I could probably end the segment with how many networks there are out there. Okay, we got ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox, Mainline. Okay, those are four stations. Then we got Fox News. We got CNBC. We got MSNBC. We got CNN. We got CNN Headline News. Let's see. I can't be done, right? Did I say Fox News? Fox News, of course. There's Current TV now. There's C-SPAN. 1, 2, and History. I mean, I might have gotten most of them. I think CNBC actually has a second network as well. And we got one show on one network talking about any of these issues. Gee, I wonder if the mainstream media could be controlled by the Bilderberg Group. Guess Wired must think I'm a conspiracy theorist. We'll be back after this with more Alex Jones at South by Southwest, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
In these uncertain times, safety and precaution are key. Don't rely on others for protection. Protect yourself and your family with products from PepperSpray.com. PepperSpray.com carries the largest assortment of pepper spray and personal safety devices on the web. From home safety to nighttime safety, we have the products you need. Order the Discreet Pepper Mace Baton, which relies on a powerful pepper formula that, upon direct contact with an attacker's eyes, forces them to slam shut, causing an intense burning sensation. This refillable unit is designed to be carried as a keyring, easily accessible pepper spray, and a defensive baton. PepperSpray.com is offering a special for all GCN listeners. Order the Pepper Spray Baton and receive a free refill cartridge. Please click the GCN category tab on our site for this offer. Visit us today at PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 800-908-9988. That's 800-908-9988.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
What will you do when the economy collapses, store shelves are empty, and your stored food is gone? How will you feed your family? True self-sufficiency and peace of mind is being able to grow a wide range of crops, ensuring a well-balanced diet for your family. GetSeeds.net is offering 100 different varieties of GM-free vegetable seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You get over 14,000 seeds for only $49. We offer a complete range of seeds, including heirloom tomatoes, old-fashioned beans, carrots, sweet corn, peppers, cucumbers, celery, broccoli, onions, cauliflower, asparagus, spinach, melons, and a whole lot more. This is one of the finest, most affordable seed offers that is on the market today. Variety in your garden means a diverse and healthy diet for your family year-round. So go to GetSeeds.net or call 1-877-394-6657. Supplies are limited, so order today. That's GetSeeds.net or 1-877-394-6657.
Rick Linklater one time was on my show and said, I just shot a movie with Bruce Willis. He was a big fake Republican pro-war until I gave him your film Martial Law. And, he didn't make stuff up. Rick doesn't. He said, I want you to know Bruce Willis says he's awake now and won't be a fake Republican. And I've woke up a lot of liberals that the Democrats are controlled. Bill Clinton was controlled. Obama's already flip-flopping on us everything he said. Is he obnoxious and evil as Bush? No. But the very same elite still in power, they can put a nice guy like Obama out in front of us and fool everybody. So you're asking how I woke up. I started following the Waco case real close, and I watched the congressional hearings on C-SPAN, and I noticed that they were admitting that Delta Force went in and that the FLIR footage showed people being shot and that they could have picked, the Davidians up who were in town every day, David Koresh, really his name is Vernon Howell, And I didn't agree with that guy, but most of what they said about him was made up. It was all exaggerated. And that they used a PR firm's kid to go up and claim that she'd been abused. Turned out she hadn't been. It hadn't even been there. That it was literally a PR event to start persecution of the American people by picking out kind of a weird group like Hitler did, Jews or gypsies or artists or gay people or whatever. It's how they always do it. You know, they pick on a weak group first to set the precedence, and then they use it against everybody. Kind of like they said it was all for Al-Qaeda losing our liberties, this made-up CIA group, and now they're announcing, oh, we're going to use Homeland Security and common crimes against the American people. It's a total federal takeover. So I saw that and woke up, and I was more of a kind of a libertarian conservative at first, and I really figured out both parties were controlled within a few years. So I've been doing this for 14 years now.
So before that, I mean, even before Waco, I mean, like, let's even go further back to, you know, growing up and such. I mean, like, when did you first start getting, socio-politically active? Yeah. And when did you start to develop the voice as you are now?
Sure. I never identified with being a jock, with being a stoner, with being a punk, with being a nerd. I hung out with everybody and played football and, you know, partied with the folks with long hair. I didn't care. I never cared what color somebody was or what they looked like to me. That was just how they liked to dress instead of their identity. And at the same time, my mom, you know, was a history major. There's a lot of history books around. And I was a big reader, too. And I read a lot of history books, like The Rise and, you know, Decline, The Rise and Fall of the Roman Empire, Rise and Fall of the Third Reich by Scherer, Heinz Hobel, Order of the Death's Head. I read hundreds of history books. I read, republished psychological warfare manuals about how the British ran the war. I discovered that the British had actually covertly funded Hitler, and then that the King of England was actually a Nazi, and that they actually double-crossed Hitler and wanted him to destroy Europe and then turn him against the Soviets. And that's mainline history. It's just not publicized widely.
All right, we're going to play more of that in the second hour. That's Alex Jones at South by Southwest talking to the IFC film crew. New World Order premiering over at South by Southwest. In the next hour, I'm really going to blitz through the news. Let me just read you some of the headlines that are over at PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com, and PrisonPlanet.tv. Group smeared as terror cell by feds run soup kitchens. We're going to be talking about that MIAC document. Milwaukee study could rein realign climate change theory. See, some scientists are wising up to the fact that it's actually getting a lot colder here. Weird. But, you know, climate change is happening because of us. We have to pay a carbon tax, don't you know? Absolute ridiculous nonsense. Just totally and completely made up to make us fear that we're actually killing the earth. It's our fault. How dare you drive that car? Well, meanwhile, the people that are really polluting the earth run, you know, the actual organizations out there like the Sierra Club. They're the ones that are dumping the real toxic chemicals into the ocean. That really does hurt the earth. People hear us, you know, denouncing global warming and Al Gore, and they think, oh, these people hate the earth. They want to pollute the earth. No. We would love to stop the real eco-criminals out there, but unfortunately, they're running the show, and they want to make it about a carbon tax that you and I can pay. More Alex Jones, South by Southwest. Blitz through the news, bank secrecy bites the dust in Europe. We'll be back after this. PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos. Look at their online catalog. Or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging War on Corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, folks, we are back at the Alex Jones Show. I am Jason Burmis sitting in for Alex for the first couple of hours. Alex will be on later in the day. It is Monday, the 16th of March, 2009. Time is flying, and we're going to do a little bit of a news blitz here. What are the top stories over at Prison Planet? Group smeared as terror cell by feds run soup kitchens. Now, we showed you that MIAC report where if you carry around American Freedom and Fascism or Zeitgeist or you have an American flag bumper sticker, one of five separate American flag bumper stickers. It's unbelievable to me. Support Ron Paul, voted for Bob Barr, think Chuck Baldwin's a nice guy, believe in the Constitution. Or am a member of Campaign for Liberty. Guess what? You're subversive and need to be treated like a terrorist. Don't believe us. You have to see the document. If you haven't been around for a week or two and you have no idea what this is, just type in MIAC terrorist document or militia document. A member of the Missouri militia has contacted us to express his outrage that the organization, which routinely works with local law enforcement to help find missing children, sponsor blood donation campaigns, and soup kitchens, is being smeared as a terrorist outfit by the federal government. As we reported last week, a secret report distributed by the Missouri Information Analysis Center lists militias, Ron Paul supporters, libertarians, people who display bumper stickers, people who own gold, or even people who fly a U.S. flag and equates them with radical race hate groups and terrorists. That's right. You're also anti-Semitic, apparently, in this article. I forgot about that. They throw the Jew card in there like 5, 6, 7 different times. It's unbelievable. The document features a photograph of members of the Missouri militia next to a list of terrorist plots, including the 1995 Oklahoma City bombing and the Atlanta Olympic Park attack. A member of the Missouri militia who is featured in the photograph has written to us expressing his outrage that such a highly regarded organization, which devotes most of its time to projects which better the local community, has been vilified in such a slapdash and erroneous way by the federal government. I'm not that surprised about it. Actually, you get my reaction the night Alex walked into it over at my program, The Info Warrior, and I was pretty shocked. I couldn't believe it either. But I'm kind of over it now that I've done reports on it and read it. It's sad how acclimated we get to tyranny. In regard to the boys pictured in the Missouri Information Analysis Center entitled The Modern Militia Movement, I know most of the guys pictured in the article, he writes. All are hardworking men whose wives support everything they do. Not one is a radical or a white supremacist. They are not anti-Semites. In fact, some of the members have been Jewish and African-American. The leaders of the organization are in contact with the local sheriff's office every time there is a get-together that involves discharging weapons. The local sheriff knows who they are and where they live. There is no talk of revolution or using any force against law enforcement. Indeed, just the opposite. They have volunteered for food kitchens and search and rescue. They are a transparent organization that only seeks to exercise their constitutional right to keep and bear arms. I know these guys. Because I have trained with them, most of these guys have wives and children, and their only crime is preparing for the worst, yet hoping for the best. That's what we do here. We prepare for the worst, and we hope for the best. Most of these boys don't even believe 9/11 was an inside job. That's because they're not looking at it. Look at, you know, he needs to help them with that. But that just shows you don't need to be part of the militia movement to subscribe to all the ideas that we discuss here at InfoWars and Prison Planet. They are patriots and good fathers in every sense of the word. They come from all walks of life, and there is not an ounce of racism among them combined. Some are college-educated white collars, and some are blue collars, but all are as normal and patriotic as they come. But it's not about that. It's about taking your guns, taking your rights. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. Thank you.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes are full of chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that most multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Did you know that many herbal remedies contain unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to only organic health and beauty products. Visit 2BNatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries 100% natural and chemical-free skincare, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit TOBENatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a 10% discount. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Life Change Tea sets the standard. Have you heard on radio all the new teas with funny names, movie stars, celebrities endorsing these products and so on? Have you checked the results? Not the pictures of the bikini babes and such, but the results. Have you checked their pricing and the funky 3-month contracts and all that stuff? Have you checked their results? Oh, that's right, I said that. Did you check the ingredients and you check for caffeine? Yeah. Life Change Tea is the real deal. Not a new yippee-yay tea, but a tea if you drink it daily, it'll change your life, and it will clean your body. Our middle name is Results. You can pay more, and you can have a celebrity smile, or you can get results. Your call. Or should I say, make the call. Get the tea at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online at getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Order now for real results.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we are back. It is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burma, sitting in for the first couple hours. Alex will be with us shortly, going over some of the top stories over at PrisonPlanet.com and InfoWars.com. This one over at InfoWars. Obama administration Guantanamo detainees have no constitutional rights. Not that that's a big shocker for anybody who's been following this program or our websites, but let's go over the story out of Raw Story. Court documents filed Friday reveal the Obama lawyers are arguing that ex-Guantanamo detainees have no constitutional rights. The Center for Constitutional Rights, the CCR, a nonprofit legal advocacy group. See, it's always these nice groups. The Center for Constitutional Rights. But they're really put into place to tell us you have none. You want constitutional rights? No. Not for you. No. Center for Constitutional Rights, God. Is supporting four British citizens. They're actually supporting them in their suit alleging religious mistreatment and torture at Guantanamo Bay. All right, so maybe they are good. But we'll see. We'll see if they get them off. Defendants in the case include Donald Rumsfeld and General Richard Myers, the retired chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Two main suspects in the 9/11 attacks. Two people that need to be questioned heavily, Donald Rumsfeld and Richard Myers. Richard Myers, well aware of the war games that were going on that morning, was one of the people in the hearings that admitted to them. Talked about, you know, the blips on the radar. There was a couple other different names for them. Phantoms, that's it, phantoms. Talked about the phantoms that morning. Tons of phantom attacks, really. And Donald Rumsfeld obviously involved in the cover-up, if not in the planning. The four men say they were beaten, shackled, and painful stress positions, threatened by dogs, and subjected to extreme medical care. I'm sure it was a lot. I'm sure they were also probably raped with things. Let's get graphic, folks. Beaten. I mean these guys. Have you seen the public pictures? Threatened with dogs. Some people were attacked with dogs to death. To death. Can you imagine having like vicious German shepherds sicked on you while your junk's hanging out? Like you're buck naked, being after a thrashing, after God knows what. You haven't done anything except for hurt some goats and be in the wrong place at the wrong time. And now German shepherds are attacking you? No rights for you. No accountability for the people that did this to you or ordered it to be done to you. I mean, come on. Give me a break, folks. These people will probably do life in prison on top of it. In addition, they were reported being forced to shave their beards, being banned from prayer, being denied prayer mats, and watching a copy of the Quran get tossed in the toilet. I'm sure it was a lot worse than that. Although, for these people, that is very traumatic. I mean, anyone who's very, very devoutly religious in any aspect, you know, isn't going to want those rights taken away from them. But I'm sure they had more on their mind. Last year, the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals in D.C. voted unanimously against the four ex-detainees. The appeals court claimed that the men did not fit the definition of a person in the Religious Freedom Restoration Act because they were foreigners being held outside the United States. Months later, the Supreme Court instructed the appeals court to reconsider their decision based on a Supreme Court ruling that Guantanamo detainees have some rights under the Constitution. People have rights to be human beings. They have rights not to be tortured. They have a right to due process. These are human rights. These aren't just United States rights or constitutional rights or the Bill of Rights. If you are a person and you have not done anything wrong, there is no reason for you to be shackled, beaten, raped, imprisoned, denied food, denied water, forced to shave, you know, God knows what, for God knows who. That's the idea that because they come from a different region, they have less rights as a human being than you and I is absolutely disgusting. Absolutely disgusting. I mean, you want tyranny, it's going to come here, folks. It's already here, but it's going to come here in this level. Can you imagine if you and yours were facing this and they're like, you know what? Due to some legislation we passed or a resolution we passed or National Security Act such and such, we can actually just hold and torture you for the rest of your life. What do you think? Anyway, the rest of the story is over at Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv. I mean, come on. You think this administration's any different? Again, they're talking about having troops openly in Iraq throughout his presidency. Let's get it straight. They're not leaving. They've actually told you they're not leaving Iraq. They've told you this. First of all, it's a redistribution of forces from Iraq into Afghanistan. But if you read the fine print, they say they're going to de-escalate the forces. And from de-escalating the forces, it's going to be down to 50,000 troops at the end of 2011. That's 50,000 troops still in Iraq at the end of 2011, when 2012 is the next political election. So he's not ending the war. He's starting a more aggressive campaign. I mean, are we sick? Do we not know what's going on? Are we that ridiculous? Do we not understand? Can we not get it through our thick heads that the new boss is the same as the old boss? Is the same as the boss before? Or are we just in la-la land? I don't understand it. I don't know why we can't get by. Meanwhile, brain-injured GIs could number 360,000. This is an AP article. The number of U.S. troops who have suffered from wartime brain injuries may be as high as 360,000. That's probably a low number. Okay, so let's go to 500,000. Not only are all the deaths and the people coming back with limbs just being downplayed and we don't really care, and like I just said, we're staying in the Middle East, we got 500,000 brain injuries. You think these people are going to get taken care of? Give me a break. They could care less about the troops after they're done with them. The estimate of the number injured, the vast majority of them suffering concussions, represent 20% of the roughly 1.8 million men and women who have served in Iraq and Afghanistan, where blast injuries are common from roadside bombs and other explosives. The estimate came in a Pentagon news conference on activities planned this month to bring attention to brain injuries. The doctor said the number could be as low as 180,000 based on estimates between 10 and 20%. Yeah, right. But as high as 360,000. See, the thing is that they'll say that these people have PTSD and they can no longer own firearms as well. I mean, come on. So we'll take the troops, we'll abuse them, the ones that make it out, we'll say that they have brain injuries, and then we'll say they're no longer fit to have a weapon. Unbelievable. Oh, man. This one out of the Washington Post. Obama targets food safety. President Obama accused the British administration yesterday of creating a hazard to public health by failing to curb food contamination problems, and he announces new leadership and other changes amid at modernizing food safety laws. Now, let's analyze what this really means. This means that they're going to keep trying to pass more and more parts of Codex, that they're going to take away organic farming. And why do they want to do that? They want to make sure that they can cut out the small farmer. They can be the only, the big corporations and government can be the only access to food. And then they can put whatever they want in the food. I mean, come on. It's so obvious. Do you realize what you're putting into your body? Do you realize all the preservatives? I mean, the high fructose corn syrup article, that I think that was Washington Post as well, where they said that half of the high fructose corn syrup had mercury in it. I mean, give me a break. It has mercury in it? Since when was it okay to have mercury in the food? And then everything has aspartame, ascoflame, sucralose, all sorts of these, you know, fake sugars, I guess, fake sweeteners that are totally cancerous. They cause cancer in everything they put them in. And they change the names. Like, you know, this girl comes up to me. She's like, oh, no. There's no aspartame in this. I'm like, really? What is that, vitamin water? She's like, yeah, it's delicious. I'm like, let me just take a look. Oh, ascoflame. You don't think ascoflame is just about as poisonous, if not more poisonous, than aspartame? I mean, get with it, folks. Splenda? You're putting Splenda in your coffee? God. Listen, try a little honey. Maybe, I'm bad too, though. I'm eating the high fructose corn syrup, those little tubs. Of hate, they're bad for you. I mean, they're not good. But, I mean, at least take straight white sugar, which is also poison. Really, cane sugar is probably the best thing out there. And that's probably not that great for you either. But all this bioengineered nonsense. I mean, Rumsfeld helped put aspartame out there. You think that could be bad for you? Rumsfeld sweet. See, if they had called it the Rumsfeld sweetener, I don't think as many people would have bought in. Oh, Rumsfeld sweetener, that's got a bad aftertaste. This one's out of Business Week. Bank secrecy bites the dust in Europe. Switzerland, Austria, and Luxembourg announced a relaxation of their banking secrecy laws on Friday, following mounting pressure on both sides of the Atlantic to crack down on non-cooperating tax zones. The news came only one day after the Liechtenstein and Andorra made similar declarations, as a number of financial centers around the world attempt to preempt any decision coming out of the G20 Leaders Summit on April 2nd. Get ready, folks, by the way, on April 2nd. See, what they're doing here is announcing that they're going to bring some kind of a world banking government in. All right, that's why Obama is meeting with the Queen prior to going to the G20. We reported on that last week. It's out of the Sun. He's going to grovel to the nobility and see what they want him to talk about and what they want him to do at this G20 summit. Okay? This is why Gordon Brown came to our country and got big, 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 big ups from the Congress. Yes. Oh, we love you, Gordon. Oh, Global New Deal. Yes. Yes. I mean, Pelosi and Biden sat right behind him, praising him. And now they're saying, oh, Switzerland's no longer going to be a haven for these guys. Meanwhile, they've already used this, you know, system to buy up a bunch of infrastructure. We'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show. More of Alex at South by Southwest, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 989-637-4179. That's 989-637-4179. Be a part of the revolution today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Do you depend on the grocery store for your food?
It's time to think outside the box.
How about starting your own garden? To ensure your future, you purchase the seeds. To get the most out of your investment, you need the fertilizer. Whether or not you have good or bad soil, liquidorganicfertilizer.com has the solution. It's called Agran Natural Fertilizer. This revolutionary fertilizer is a multi-purpose liquid fertilizer ideal for your garden to help grow the food you need and providing your seeds with life-giving nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. These essential nutrients promote vigorous growth, increase root development, and improve disease and stress tolerance. Enhance your garden now with the best natural organic fertilizer. Have a farm? The fertilizer works great for your hay and crops. Visit them online at liquidorganicfertilizer.com. That's liquidorganicfertilizer.com or call 1-800-579-0580. 1-800-579-0580. liquidorganicfertilizer.com today.
The King of England was actually a Nazi, and that they actually double-crossed Hitler and wanted him to destroy Europe and then turn him against the Soviets. And that's mainline history. It's just not publicized widely. And so I already had read mainline Pulitzer Prize-winning books. Now, Pulitzer Prize-winning World War II book, I think it's Scherer's Rise and Fall of the Third Reich, admitted that Nazis would put fluoride in people's water to dumb them down so they wouldn't resist. And then I read all the medical filings. By the time I was in high school, I would go down and pull up and actually read. You know, I saw the footnotes, University of Texas studies in the 30s about how they would give lab animals sodium fluoride and it would make them docile. And then I would watch Dr. Strangelove making a joke about that, but I figured out Kubert was actually his way of getting that out, and that they were actually medicating us through that. And then I'd hear people make jokes about it, and it was just kind of, so I woke up about that, and then Waco happened. I mean, I was in high school 5 years, because I kind of played hooky the first year, but I was a straight-A student by my fifth year, and I Waco happened right before I graduated, in April, a few months before I graduated. And so I just understood history. I knew that subterfuge and Machiavellian backstabbing and power behind the throne and elites and going back to the patricians and Rome and everything. And then they were telling me when I went to college, there's no New World Order. There's was on the whole time. I've actually been broadcasting that on the bull on the speaker system on top, not knowing it. So, but that was crazy. Not just for your podcast. And so this is the way history works: is subterfuge and elites and wheels within wheels. Because the smartest and most cunning and most manipulative get into the higher levels of power, and then it's like the Indy 500 to the Indy 500 to get to the penultimate. Well, this penultimate means number two, to get to the apex or the paramount, level of power. And so that's what's happening right now. But now they have high-tech systems to bring in oppression and mind control and chemical control of the public at levels never before imagined. And so it's real. We're under a scientific dictatorship. We're being inserted slowly into an electronic matrix-like grid. That's actually in Pentagon documents, declassified in January 7th of 2000, that they plan to microchip the entire population. It's just all so crazy. And it's all government documents. I can show you every one of them. I mean, here's one. FEMA camps. They had secret camps in 86, Reagan set up. They wanted to do tests with the troops, so they put secret federal prisoners outside the military custody, regular federal prisoners, in secret camps. They declassified it in 97. Now there's 24 camps, civilian inmate labor camp program. Google that. You'll be at army.mil. You can read all about it. Now they're building FEMA camps for our safety that we'll go to during the collapse, and they'll have Friday night movies, and everyone's going to want to get into the camp. Then they'll beta test that, sell it to the public that living in a camp's good. This is very sophisticated.
All right, let's cut the clip.
What I said earlier.
We're going to go back to more of that on the other side. That's Alex Jones at South by Southwest. We're going to finish up on a little news blitz, and then we'll take your calls after that. Then we're going to have Mike Adams of healthranger.org on to discuss the bird flu vaccinations that contain two separate strains of bird flu and a separate strain of the flu virus. Getting back to this bank secrecy bites the dust in Europe. See, they're playing the good cop. They're acting like, oh, we're going to stop all these tax havens. Here's Gordon Brown. The beginning of the end of tax havens, tax evasion, which cost the global economy billions of pounds. Actually, he's Scottish. I got some hate mail about that. He's not even British. He's Scottish. But billions of pounds each year will become more difficult in the future because we're going to create a global bank so that the bankers of the world can squeeze out the little guy. Oh, thank you, Gordon Brown. You're tops. So here they are posing as the saviors. Get ready. This G20 is going to be a huge restructuring. I'm surprised it's not getting as... Well, I'm not totally surprised it's not getting as much hype mainline-wise as it should be. But you can bet whatever's discussed there, well, whatever's discussed between the Queen and Obama before Obama goes there, and whatever's been discussed behind closed doors with Gordon Brown and the elites, and of course Obama, is going to be coming out publicly after the G20. That's when they're going to make their big announcements of how they're going to restructure the banking system. Big announcements. How they're going to save all of us. They're going to save the economy. They're going to save the world. They're our saviors. Meanwhile, Alex Jones does an amazing job of really exposing what the agenda is. The banks behind Obama. Banks behind Obama. The BBO. And what they want to do and what actually is going to be happening in the next 4 years. What's happening right now, it's called the Obama deception. It shows you, Kashkari with his smug grin. It shows you Dennis Kucinich trying to get the truth. It shows you Ron Paul exposing the Federal Reserve. It shows you Webster Tarpley going out over who the backers of Obama are. The bankers, really. That's who. The bankers of Obama. I mean, this movie covers it all, folks. You can get it at high quality right now over at PrisonPlanet.tv. It's already going viral. Number one at Google Video, so they take the stats down. I mean, it's amazing. You can't even check what the most viewed are, the hottest videos. But it was on the cover page. We'll be back after this. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, taking your calls.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
All right, we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. Before we go to callers, I want to mention this story. We reported on it before. But John Anthony Hill, who got arrested for mailing a DVD to the UK court from Ireland, it's called The Ripple Effect. And it really just goes over the 7/7 bombings. It's rather good, actually. I viewed it. It's about 60 minutes long. Could get life imprisonment for mailing the DVD. He's the producer and narrator of it as well. He could get life imprisonment because he mailed it to a judge. Who did he mail it to? I forget, but he mailed it to some kind of law enforcement. It only contains mainstream news clip. There's no, you know, conspiracy theory about it. He really lays down what really happened on 7/7, and I think they might actually be charging him today. So, you know, let's hopefully get behind him and help him out. I can't imagine going to jail for the rest of my life for one of the DVDs I produced. It's unbelievable and it's very unfortunate. All right, let's go to Brett in Montana. Brett, what's on your mind? Yes, sir.
Things just real quick. The vaccinations, it's caused quite a stir in my family, you know, trying to educate my wife about what's going on in the world. And so we actually started to do some investigating on it because, once you find out that there's certain chemicals in these vaccinations, you know, you don't want to give it to your children. We got a 15-month-old baby, and I'd be damned if I'd be pumping them with mercury and stuff. So we started looking into natural doctors. And we talked to them, and they said that most vaccinations contain mercury. He even knew about it.
Oh, yeah.
And here's the thing that gets me. He said that you have to specifically ask for a mercury-free vaccination, and that they're hard to come by.
Yep.
And that's why... Are you kidding me?
No, well, what they do is, first of all, what they did is people complained about this a few years back, and some communities even passed resolutions on it. They said, listen, you have to offer us at least one without thimerosal. That's the preservative that contains mercury. So then they made a big media hubbub, and they act like they did take it out. No, you have to ask for one. They special order it, and then a few weeks later, you get to have your mercury-free vaccination. You know, man, it is just so unbelievable and so corrupt, and it's so hard to get it through the average person's head that thimerosal is not the only thing they've put in the vaccinations and been caught. I mean, we're going to be talking to Michael Adams about the bird flu vaccinations that had two different types of bird flu in them and another type of flu. But if you look back to the polio vaccinations in this country, they put SV40 in them, which is simian virus 40, which causes cancer in apes and other hominids and obviously causes cancer in human beings. So, you know, people got to get it through their head. You don't put anything from a needle into your body without researching what exactly it is. And, you know, I had a similar experience, Brett. Thank you for the call. I think I went over this on the Info Warrior earlier last week. But I went for a checkup for the first time in, quite some time. And the guy's like, well, when was your last booster shot? And I was like, it must have been when I went to college. I was, 17 or 18 years old. I think I got it the summer I turned 18. And he's like, oh, we should give you one of those. I'm like, I don't think I'm going to be taking one of those docs. He's like, why? And I'm like, well, I know that you guys put mercury in the vaccinations. And right away he goes, oh, you mean the thimerosal? It's such a minuscule amount. And I'm like, look, man, I'm not putting mercury into my body. And then he's like, well, I thought they took it out of most vaccinations. I'm like, why don't you show me the bag that you're going to take the needle out of? And we'll see what the ingredients are. And he looks at it and he's like, oh, I guess you're right. And he didn't even bother me with it after that. Our blind spots as human beings are all over the place. And, most of these doctors probably don't even think they're doing a bad thing. They don't even care. It's their paycheck. They don't want to think about it. They give out so many of these poisonous vaccinations every day. I mean, can you imagine thinking about what you're doing to people? All right, let's go to Mike in Canada. Mike, what's on your mind?
Hey, Jason, I just got a question. You guys have had lots of state representatives on lately talking about the bills that they've introduced, the
state sovereignty bills,
federal government.
Yes, state sovereignty acts.
Right. So, assuming they get that passed, what's the process from there?
Well, first they have to get it passed, and then I would assume that the state governments, whoever I would guess it would be the governor, would then become possibly the president, or maybe they'd have an election. I think it would vary from state to state as state constitutions vary from state to state. I know in Texas, if they were able to secede, Texas would have a president. That was what that big Chuck Norris story was out last week.
Right.
You know, I think we need to focus on actually getting them passed. I know we did a story over at the Info Warrior that when they had the New Hampshire resolution, it got shot down at something like 220-something to 150-something. So they were down by about 70 votes. I think after that passes, that doesn't just mean that it goes, all of a sudden the state secedes. I think after it passes, it goes before another body, which it's less likely to pass. But I think the important part about these things is to show that the people want this, that the constituents are asking for it, and that we're very displeased with what the federal government is actually doing right now.
Oh, I agree. It's just that I haven't heard anything about a further game plan once it was passed.
No, I hear you, man. I think that it varies from state to state. Jones will be on later. We should get that out of him or call maybe tomorrow. All right, thank you for the call. Let's go to Kevin in Missouri. See, folks, I don't have all the answers. I don't claim to. All right, let's go to Kevin. What's on your mind?
Hey, Jason Burmis, I would like to thank you, thank Alex, thank Kurt, and thank that brave Missouri law enforcement official for lighting the fire under patriots here in Missouri. We have heard so many supportive statements over the past few days. We had a bunch of people that went down to Jefferson City today deliver FOIA requests. There's a ton of information on our action plan and the FOIA requests and press releases.
all up at libertyrestorationproject.org. We are trying to fight this thing as hard as we can, and I just wanted to shout out my prayers to everyone down there in Jefferson City right now, getting face to face with the people that would say these terrible things about us, and you know, just and to thank you guys at the InfoWars staff for truly bringing light to this issue of the Missouri law enforcement comparing us to these hardcore militant right-wing terrorist Christians like Aaron Russo and Peter Joseph, you know.
Yeah, and that's sarcastic, folks. I mean, obviously, those guys aren't right-wing Christians at all. And when you look at how they, first of all, that this is a document that goes to these fusion centers, that it actually talks about how the information are going to be shared with both public and private sectors. And then you realize this is a unclassified document. Can you imagine what are in the classified documents and who are on the list there?
Jason, I'm glad you brought that up, because here in Kansas City, in the mainstream media, this Lieutenant Holes is all over the media saying the same thing, how we're overreacting, and this is just an informational document. And I actually spoke with him this morning, and he just, the only thing he would say to me is, oh, this all came from open source documents. This all came from open source documents, and I will not discuss or debate the content of the what it actually says.
Well, let me just read some of it for people that haven't. I thank you for the call. Remember, this is an open source document. So what documents is this guy going to actually discuss? Obviously, he's not going to be discussing classified documents, which are probably 10 times worse. Political paraphernalia. Remember, you're a terrorist if you have this political paraphernalia. Militia members most commonly associate with third-party political groups. It is not uncommon for militia members to display Constitutional Party, Campaign for Liberty, or libertarian material. Oh my God! These members are usually supporters of the former presidential candidates Ron Paul, Chuck Baldwin, or Bob Barr. Again, Bob Barr, good on some issues, soft as a marshmallow on hardcore issues. Let's be real. Anti-government propaganda. Militia members commonly display picture cartoons, bumper stickers that contain anti-government rhetoric. Most of this material will depict the Federal Reserve System, the IRS, FBI, ATF, CIA, UN, law enforcement, and New World Order in a derogatory manner. See, the New World Order now exists, but you're not allowed to talk about it in a bad light. Additionally, racial, and racial is put in with anti-immigration and anti-abortion material may be displayed by militia members. Racial, I mean, let's be honest, folks, we all ride around in this country, we got listeners all over the country. When was the last time you saw a downright racist bumper sticker? I mean, I gotta say, it's been a long, long time since I saw a downright racist bumper sticker. There may be some political ones and some religious ones I heavily disagree with, but I have not. Maybe it's because I haven't been to Mississippi. I don't want to, you know, exclude our listeners there, but I have not seen any racial bumper stickers in years. I think even prior to college. I mean, I guess every once in a while I see the Confederate flag, but hey, I love to watch the Dukes of Hazzard too. And if you look at the symbols they're talking about, the bumper stickers you're not allowed to have. Let's see, you can't have the sovereign citizen American flag, and that's two separate types of American flag. You can't have the upside-down U.S. flag, which is a symbol of nation in distress. This nation has been in distress for some time. I, sometimes on my hats, rock the upside-down American flag. You can't have the nine stripes of the Sons of Liberty, which are really just, you know, red and white stripes, or the first Navy Jack, which, again, are just red and white stripes. You are a terrorist. Or the don't tread on me symbol of freedom. I mean, come on. Give me a break. All right, let's go to Mike in Arizona. Mike, what's on your mind?
Hey, how's it going? I've been listening a long time here, about 6 months now I've been awake. I have some questions about, we have the right to pretty much, I was wondering, are we able to say, cause a march to the White House or to
to Capitol Hill to...
Well, you'd have to get a permit for something like that, but yeah, absolutely. I mean, you can just show up, but, you know, if you want to be able to speak and actually have all that kind of stuff other than just showing up, yeah. And, I mean, if you go to the White House, have you ever been to D.C.?
No, I've been around the area, but not...
All right, you go to D.C., I mean, the park right across the White House, it is crawling with surveillance and Secret Service members, so... Yeah, I mean, we could have some kind of a march there, but if you wanted to speak and do other things, you'd have to get a permit, which is going to be hard-pressed to. Not that I say that's the reason to give up. I think that we should try to organize those types of things.
Yeah, I was saying to pretty much, because we have the right under the Constitution to go there and start, I'm saying pretty much to start impeaching and start to redo our Congress where we can actually, we the people are back in control of this thing.
Well, I think that's what Ron Paul's Campaign for Liberty is set up to do. I mean, they want people to run for local government, get involved, become a city council member, a congressman, a state senator, a senator, you know, a mayor, all those type of things. And, you know, one of the things I'm trying to get behind right now is for Independence this day. I'm hoping that we have InfoWarrior Independence Day where we can all, you know, on every issue that's anti-New World Order, get together with our groups, you know, whether it be We Are Change or Truth Action or Lone Lantern or any of these things. And go out and hand out copies of, you know, Loose Change, Alex's films, America Freedom to Fascism, hand out flyers, and really take back the 4th of July. You know, every community is going to have fireworks. Every community is going to have cookouts. So now's the time to buck up and, you know, take action. Everybody says, what can I do? What can I do? Well, Independence Day isn't that far off when you think about it, and it's time to start organizing. So let's get off our duffs and make it our day. I mean, it should be our day anyway. It's a true patriotic day. It's a true constitutional day. It's a day to get behind the Bill of Rights. So, you know, that's what I'm going to try to do. I hope there's a lot of people that get behind that.
Yeah, I was also wondering, do we have time to wait for this with the chemtrails and all the soft kills, the fluoride in our water?
Well, I think everybody has to take action as soon as they can, man. It's the will to do something. It's to not just listen to this radio show. You know, Rome wasn't built in a day, and I thank you for the call, but, you know, we're not going to fix everything tomorrow. And do we have time? No, the time was over, in my mind, as soon as they pulled off 9/11. I mean, people should have been taken to the streets then. It was very hard to get, you know, 2,000 to 3,000 people down in New York City on the 5th anniversary of 9/11. But as far as I'm concerned, as soon as I figured out that they killed all those people in New York, that was it. That was the time to wake up and take action. It's different for every individual, but no, we have run out of time. You know, we can hope to, you know, combat this, slow it down, and then hopefully take it back. And again, you know, that's why I encourage people to get involved on any level they can, whether or not you can burn DVDs, you can talk to your friends and family, you can email them, you know, links to the Obama deception, links to my film, Fabled Enemies. You can buy copies over at InfoWars.com. You can make copies. You know, that's just one level. You can start an organization. You can really try to put together that march with you and your friends. Well, I don't know how to. Well, somebody knows how to build a website. Somebody knows how to make phone calls. Somebody knows how to make flyers. Somebody knows how to plaster the neighborhood. So you've got to really reach within yourself and reach out to others. Let's go to Lena in Canada. Lena, what's on your mind? Oh, nope, we lost her. Let's go to Jordan in England. Jordan, what's on your mind?
Hi.
Yes, sir.
I just wanted to ask your opinion on this. My school, it's now locked down, the entire internet.
Your school is locked down?
No, the internet.
Your internet is locked down in your school? Now, are you in high school or are you in college? What's the deal?
I'm at high school, sir.
You're a high school student, and when did they lock down the internet?
Well, it all started after Christmas, really. First, it started with YouTube. They locked that down. Mm-hmm. It was because we could get on porn, which
but there is no porn on YouTube.
Well, I know that's what we said, but now it's entirely locked down. The only thing we can use now is internal communications.
Really? So, can you do IMs and things like that, or what's the deal?
No, it's emails, just local emails to other people inside the school.
So you're telling me that the school has now actually stopped all internet access to students outside of email, and that these things are basically now word processors?
Yeah, that's it, really. And on the school's website, I've got this because it says it encourages independent learning and inclusion.
Oh, that encourages
and the maximum use of technology.
What that really does is restrict information and your access to it. Listen, send some information over to Aaron at Infowars.com, Rob D at Infowars.com, and producer at Infowars.com. Send the same email, and we'll try to get that story out there. Great caller. Yeah, that's pretty crazy. I mean, these computers nowadays, I mean, if you buy a Mac, obviously they're overpriced, but to make that into a word processing machine, or maybe, I don't know if they're teaching any Photoshop classes or possibly video editing, but not to allow the internet. I mean, the internet is a huge tool for anybody with half of a brain. The internet is really not only what keeps... Listen, without the internet, Politico wouldn't have done this article. Politico wouldn't even exist, number one. Wouldn't be reaching more of a mainstream audience. But they wouldn't do this article about the Bilderberg Group completely exposing who they are and what their agenda is and giving credit to InfoWars and Prison Planet that wouldn't exist. That's why they want to bring in internet, too. We'll be back after this. We're going to take your calls, and then we're going to go to Mike Adams of HealthRanger.org. It's the Alex Jones Show.
YourFoodStorage.com has been helping families prepare with the lowest priced, highest quality, storable food for over a decade.
And right now, a one-year food supply that feeds 4 to 5 people is only $39.95.
That's right, a one-year supply that feeds 4 to 5 people for under $4,000.
That's only 92 cents per person for each meal.
And comes with a 30-year shelf life. This amazing package has everything your family needs to survive for one full year. Your gourmet food is packed fresh when you place your order
and is shipped to your doorstep in about 2 weeks.
YourFoodStorage.com does not use any leftovers from Y2K.
No fillers, MSG, or GMOs.
Order now and receive free shipping anywhere in the lower 48. Visit YourFoodStorage.com.
That's YourFoodStorage.com.
Or call 888-814-0289. That's 888-814-0289. Remember, it's better to have it and not need it
than to need it and not have it.
Order now from YourFoodStorage.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
This year, many of us will have to make the tough decision on what to cut back on and what's essential as we prepare for an uncertain future. In these troubled times, one of the most important things your family can have is good health. Some of the contributors to poor health are parasites, viruses, toxins, and heavy metals. It's a documented fact. 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metals, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is now available to you from freshwaterorganics.com. A 2-month supply starts at just $17. FPP is so affordable you can't afford to do without. Visit freshwaterorganics.com or call them toll free at 888-949-3570. That's 888-949-3570.
Folks, we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jason Burmis sitting in, but Alex will be back, I believe, at the 30 after mark after we go to PrisonPlanet.tv. Over at the 5 after mark, we're going to have Mike Adams of HealthRanger.org on to talk about the bird flu vaccine with the bird flu in it, two separate strains, and a little flu strain in there, too. How lovely. Let's just mail it out to the general populace and inject them rabidly. Sounds like a great idea, huh? All right, let's continue to go to your calls in this last segment. And then the top of the segment, we're also going to be playing some more of that South by Southwest interview about the new IFC film, New World Order, featuring Alex and others. All right, let's go to Danny in Oregon. What's happening, Danny?
Hey, Jason.
How you doing, man?
You hear me all right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Well, I wanted to bring up the term revolutionary.
Sure.
And in my mind, you know, I thought of a revolutionary as being, you know, someone that picks up arms and, you know, defends the country, defends the innocent, you know, fights mm-hmm. for the, you know, good. And it seems like nowadays that term is just kind of thrown around so loosely. And to me, you know, picking up a gun and fighting doesn't seem like a true revolutionary. To my idea now of a revolutionary is, you know, I live out here in Oregon. I live on, you know, a few acres. Everyone in my neighborhood's got farmland. And it seems revolution to me nowadays is having a garden and planting food, having some chickens, you know, and starting a revolution of being independent.
Yeah, and the reason that that is revolutionary is because the government's trying to take that all away from you right now, and that's what that Obama story is all about, with his administration trying to target food safety. It's all about you not having a garden, not having your own produce. It's absolute insanity.
Well, and you know about the Monsanto grab to try to get all farm animals, genetically cloned Monsanto animals, and they're going to use the guise of, oh, your farm animals aren't avian bird flu resistant.
Exactly.
And so we need to come to your farm and kill all your animals and take them away, and then you can buy these genetically engineered Monsanto clones that will, I mean, that's not even food.
No, it's absolute disgusting. It's unbelievable. These are the same people that brought us live HIV virus in corn they grew. Great points, Danny. I thank you for the call. Let's jump to Marty in New Jersey. Marty, what's on your mind?
Jason, how are you?
Good.
Jason, I'm a nurse,
mm-hmm.
and I've tried really hard to get through to you guys because I did some research on one issue in vaccines that's turned out to be pretty fascinating and pretty scary.
Okay.
There's a company in the Netherlands called Crucell, all right?
Okay.
And they're the largest producer of vaccines worldwide.
Okay.
All right. Now, what the cast of characters that, you know, is on their management team, they're from, you know, their past positions have been with the United Nations, International Federation of Pharmaceutical Manufacturers, Pfizer. You go down the list. I mean, it's, you know, it's obviously evil.
Mm-hmm.
You go a little further down and you find out that Crucell has developed a vaccine that is the be-all and end-all of vaccines, meaning that it's going to prevent and cure many types of influenza, including the bird flu.
Okay.
Okay. They boast that this is free of thimerosal and aluminum, which I think it's a strategy that is going to quell a lot of public concern.
Okay, wrap it up quickly.
Guess who's heavily invested in this?
Is it Obama and his administration?
Nope, it's the Rothschilds.
Well, that's not a shocker either. Listen, send that info to Aaron, producer, and Rob D. at Infowars.com. We're going to come back with the South by Southwest interview. Then we're going to go to Mike Adams of HealthQuarter.org, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, TheInfoWarrior.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633 Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I want to get back to what I said earlier, and I'll correct myself, and I'll say, okay, fine, these are popular was not the right word to say. Mainstream was the right word to say.
Mainstream.
And
yeah, controlled corporate paradigm.
So if you, when you have, you know, so many, in just the last 10 minutes, you have gone off on so many different topics here. I mean, I can't even imagine, you know, how quickly your brain is just spinning all this information. But when you don't have, when the ideas aren't necessarily mainstream, people then think not mainstream equals unorthodox, unorthodox equals something else. And that's where then, you know, character attacks come out,
and there are a lot of schizophrenics attracted to this information.
Sure.
And a lot of crazies that think a chupacabra's in their basement, or think, you know, the abominable snowman's in their backyard, or flying saucers are going to, abduct them. I'm different from a lot of the conspiracy theorists that are out there. It's a very diverse field. But in the 40s and 50s, this has come out, the CIA would get control of little publications and newsletters that were about the Federal Reserve or the New World Order or the British banking system. And they would then start publishing UFOs and chupacabras, kind of like pulp fiction in between real stuff. Like all the time I'll see News of the World or Inquirer, and there'll be some mainline story about new Bank of the World to rule everybody. Now that's in Bloomberg, AP, Reuters, but it's also there at the checkout stand for people that don't read. And it'll be right next to Space Baby Part Bat or Bush Meets with Alien. And so people see the Space Baby or the Bat Boy story right next to something that's actually in the mainstream news. And about a third of what you see in those is actually true, and that's done deliberately to discredit. And so everything I talk about, civilian inmate labor camp program, or new Bank of the World, or Time Magazine, New World Order, or Financial Times of London, and now for world government, I mean, they say it's been secret, it's tyrannical, it's for your own good, we'll save you. You know, we've created the financial crisis, do what we say, everything will be all right. They actually say this. But see, I'm competing with people that shows Barack Obama shaking hands with a space alien on the White House lawn, and right next to it, it'll say, bees dying from GMO corn pollen. And that's actually German studies, Chinese studies, British studies, it's actually happening, but it's right next to the president shaking hands with an alien.
So how do you stand apart from those kinds of people, and how, from just from a purely pragmatic standpoint, how do you make a difference as just one guy, one voice, one filmmaker?
Because I explain to people the tactics the psych warfare experts use to condition them to accept tyranny, the different little games they play. And I show people, and then they go, oh, yeah, I have always noticed that. I tell them truths. I'm telling them something their subconscious mind, or even their conscious mind, has thought about many times and forgotten about in the hustle and bustle of life. And also the most important thing is I've made prediction after prediction after prediction after prediction in the hundreds. Almost got hit there. In the hundreds that have all come true. But they're not predictions. Everybody thinks I've got like some crystal ball and I'm, you know, jacked into, Saruman's, all-seeing eye. That's not what's happening. I read the Council on Foreign Relations, the Club of Rome.
All right, let's cut the clip. We're going to go more to that later on. Alex Jones going to be joining us, I think, at the 1:30 marker. We're going to go to Mike Adams in the next segment of healthranger.org to discuss, you know, this bird flu. And this bird flu vaccination from Baxter out of Austria that was mailed, I believe, to 14 separate countries when it went to a subcontractor in the Czech Republic, and they injected into some ferrets. The ferrets die. This isn't what's supposed to happen. And then they take a look at it, and it's two separate strains of bird flu and a strain of the flu virus in the supposed vaccination, the inoculation. Sounds suspicious to anybody else? Well, we'll be back right after this covering the story. PrisonPlanet.com, TheInfoWarrior.com, and of course, PrisonPlanet.tv, where we'll be broadcasting live after this segment.
Hi, this is Steve Shank. Our government has handed over billions with no strings attached and no accountability to the very bankers who created this whole mess we're in. Millions have lost their jobs to corporate corruption and mismanagement. Trillions in savings, net worth, and retirement accounts have been lost by investors and homeowners. When you really look at all the theft, crimes, secret organizations, and pervasive corruption going on, it's enough to make you think of your second favorite F-word, food. Food, the F-word that we had all better be thinking about. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633. By the way, I assume that your first favorite F-word is faith. Call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Do you suffer from aches and pains in your knees, arms, wrists, or elbows? Is it difficult to get out of bed in the morning because of joint stiffness? Have you been looking for a safe, natural alternative to help ease your pain? If so, you need to visit solartherm.ca. Solartherm, the pain care you wear, is a patented ceramic fiber support technology that holds in and reflects your own body heat, soothing those sore areas. Solartherm is extremely light and comfortable to wear and increases blood flow to the affected areas without the use of toxic chemicals. Imagine being able to finally relieve the aches and pains in your elbows, knees, wrists, back, and more. So forget about messy creams that have an unpleasant smell. Try Solartherm, the pain care you wear. Call them today at 1-877-747-6664. That's 1-877-747-6664. Or visit them online at solartherm.ca. That's solar, T-H-E-R-M, solartherm.ca.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. Alex should be popping in about a half an hour or so. Before we go to Mike Adams of healthranger.org, I want to thank one of the great sponsors that make this show and others like it possible. eFoodsDirect.com, that's eFoodsDirect.com. Okay, so we don't have to remind you that you need food to survive. Our biggest sponsor, eFoods Direct, is the longest continually operating storable food company in the country. They also happen to be true patriots and have supported the freedom movement for years and years. You can give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. That's 1-800-409-5633. Or just go to eFoodsDirect.com. That's eFoodsDirect.com. So now I want to go to Mike Adams of thehealthranger.org. Mike, before we get into, you know, this bird flu vaccination story and really the vaccinations in general, why don't you give a brief summary of how you got into this and who you are?
Okay, great. Yeah, thanks for having me on the show today, by the way. It's always an honor to speak to your listeners. I'm known as the Health Ranger. I'm the founder and editor of naturalnews.com. And, you know, I'm a health freedom advocate, and I used to be diseased. I used to be on pharmaceuticals maybe 9 years ago, and I was really, really sick, borderline obese, diabetic, and so on. And using nutrition and natural medicine And by following the principles of health freedom and personal responsibility, I was able to get really healthy and then to teach that to others. And that's what I do today.
And a lot of people don't realize that, you know, it's a lot of what you put into your body, whether you exercise or not, that's going to prevent a lot of these diseases, sicknesses, and really just make you feel a whole lot better. You don't need all these drugs that the pharmaceutical companies are constantly pushing on you in magazines and television.
Well, yeah, absolutely. Disease is not like being struck by lightning. You're not struck with cancer one day out of the blue suddenly by random chance. You know, disease is not a matter of bad luck. It's a matter of cause and effect. What you eat becomes the health that you exhibit. And we know today that we can prevent now 70, 80, maybe even 90% of all cancers just by changing what people eat, avoiding toxic chemicals in personal care products and in foods and medicines, and by getting a reasonable amount of sunlight so that you generate vitamin D in your skin. We could collapse the cancer industry overnight, really, just if we educated people. But as you well know, and your listeners know, that is the information that is being censored by the FDA and the FTC. And that's probably a whole nother show right there.
Yeah, I know. Exactly. A lot of people don't understand that cancer is big, big, big business. And the last thing that they want to do is to stop using radiation. And I mean, it's like a death industry. And these guys make billions and billions of dollars on it. They don't want you healthy. Just this movement, that gets us really into, you know, what they're putting in the vaccinations, because they've been caught before. Like I stated earlier in the hour, you know, SV40, simian virus 40 in the polio vaccinations back in the late 50s, early 60s. I mean, it's unbelievable. And now we have this story coming out of, I believe it came out of Bloomberg on February 24th. It got picked up around the world, but really not discussed at all in any mainstream media outlets here other than that one story. Bird flu in the bird flu vaccinations, two separate strains and then another separate strain of flu virus. I mean, is this an accident?
Well, that's the big question, really. And, you know, you got to remember, we almost, by we, I mean human beings, we almost caused a global pandemic. Well, this company, really, Baxter International, mm-hmm. Based out of Deerfield, Illinois. They have companies in Austria and other places offices there where they conduct these kinds of medical activities. They almost unleashed a massive global pandemic. It's sort of like when we almost had the Cuban Missile Crisis, you know, we were just minutes away from one guy pushing the button and having nuclear missiles. Well, this almost happened with the avian flu thanks to this company. Is it an accident? Well, there are really only two possibilities here. One possibility is that they did it on purpose, which, you know, they will deny, of course, but that's something that needs to be considered. The other possibility is that they're incompetent, and that might be even scarier because it means it could happen at any time accidentally. You see what I mean?
Yeah. I very much think that this is not an accident. I mean, how do you get three separate types of flu virus, two of them being bird flu, into a bird flu vaccination? And then another story that came out, I believe earlier in the week that we covered here, is that now there's a new strain of flu that is 98.5% resistant to Tamiflu and other like vaccinations. So, you know, it seems to me every time they put these vaccinations out, people take them. All of a sudden there's a new strain and it's resistant to this for some reason. I don't think it's an accident.
Well, the vaccines are a medical joke. Mm-hmm. They might as well just call them placebo. I mean, they do not work. The viruses that are in the wild have already mutated to be immune to virtually all the vaccines that have ever been manufactured for avian flu. And you might recall a couple of years ago, the U.S. government spent, I don't know how many hundreds of millions of dollars, which seems small now in light of the bailout situation, but it's still a lot of money. They spent that on Tamiflu and other vaccines for a potential pandemic outbreak. All that money's wasted because those vaccines are useless. But here's the real worrisome part. That this company, Baxter, follows something called Biosafety Level 3 protocols, that's BSL-3. Now, BSL-4 is the highest level of biosafety. That's used to deal with really virulent strains like Ebola. Biosafety Level 3 is just below that. And if you follow those protocols, it is physically impossible to contaminate these materials in the way that they were contaminated. So either they did it on purpose, or they are not following the protocols that they claim to, which means that we shouldn't trust any of their vaccines. That's the big issue that people are finally starting to become aware of.
Well, I didn't realize it was biosafety level 3 and there's only 4 levels. What would be like a 4th level, like a Plum Island or something like that?
Yeah, right, like Marburg virus or Ebola, extremely virulent viruses that actually can kill you within hours. Which, frankly, those viruses are not really a pandemic threat because they kill the host too quickly to be spread.
Mm-hmm.
And the people from the CDC will tell you the same thing. The real threats are from the viruses that can be carried and incubated in human beings for a long time without killing the host. And those are the viruses that can spread easily, you know, through airports, air travel, anywhere people gather. And we have a lot of people living in high density situations now around the world. We're primed for a pandemic influenza outbreak on our world today. It's only a matter of time, in my opinion, before we get hit with one. But you know, this company, Baxter, seems to want to accelerate the timeline, right?
No, it seems not like they not only want to accelerate the timeline, but they want to put it out there on such a massive level. I mean, can you imagine if 250,000 people in this country took that vaccination? You know, and if they could, I mean, this, one of the strains was a person-to-person strain. Why don't you explain how there are different strains of this bird flu, and some of it will only affect birds, but some of it can actually infect human hosts, and I think we've had something like 50 or 60 people worldwide become infected with bird flu.
Sure. Yeah, the different strains, they're usually given nicknames, you might say. For example, H5N1 is the most common name for the typical avian flu strain. But there are different forms, such as H3N2. And these letters and numbers really just describe the configuration of proteins on these viruses, or viri, if you want to use the correct term. But the bottom line is that some strains can be passed from human to human, from person to person. And these can be developed in the wild, literally by random mutation, from a strain that is not infectious from human to human. So, in other words, if enough people in, let's say, South China are hanging out with poultry in very unsanitary conditions, they could become infected with avian flu from the poultry. And then if the wrong mutation happens, they could become carriers of a human infectious strain of bird flu, and that is exactly what virtually all of the infectious disease scientists and researchers have warned us about. They know it's only a matter of time. Nature does this. Nature will have these random mutations, and we will get hit by this sooner or later.
What happens if we do get hit? I mean, what do you think will happen if we get hit with something like this?
Well, if you look at 1918, which was, you know, called the Spanish flu, that was the big global infection. About a third of all the people in the world got sick, and about 50 million died. And, you know, that was almost 100 years ago. You would think we have better medical technology today, but the truth is, we don't know anything more about real health today than we did 100 years ago. I mean, all these vaccines, these injections, these pharmaceuticals, these are not going to stop avian flu. So we could, once again, experience perhaps a third of the world's population being sick, and we would have far more than 50 million dead because, of course, our population is much larger. So we're talking about a complete overrun of the hospitals, the clinics, the entire medical system would be essentially jammed up beyond belief, and everyone would have to fend for themselves in such a scenario.
Well, you know, if you're talking one third of the population, that's 2 billion people, and that just gives the government excuses for mass roundups, quarantines. I mean, will this be the end of liberty as we know it? I mean, worldwide.
Oh, it very well could turn into something like that. I mean, quarantines are already written into law. You know, they've, as Alex has talked about many times, they've done all of these simulations in cities of outbreaks and how they quarantine people and isolate them and have mandatory, essentially arrests of people who show symptoms. I mean, yeah, this could be a very big deal. But the bottom line is, for people out there, there are herbs, there are natural medicines, and I'll be happy to name some of them here. Mm-hmm. And I'll even name some sources that I don't have any involvement with, just if you want to hear some of that. There are things that you can do to protect yourself from this that are far more powerful than any vaccine, and they're safer and they're even less expensive.
Well, let's go over that in the next segment. It's Mike Adams of the Health Ranger, I'm sorry, healthranger.org, know the. And again, this is a big industry of suffering and death. That's what the cancer industry is. That's what this bird flu industry looks like to me. I mean, when you find two separate strains in the quote-unquote vaccination, there are big problems. PrisonPlanet.com, Infowars.com.
Do you have trouble sleeping due to sensations in your legs? You are not alone. Millions of Americans suffer from restless legs. Restless legs is a condition caused by the uncontrollable urge to move your legs. Signs include itching, pulling, tugging, and the feeling that bugs are crawling on your legs. If having restless legs is preventing you from getting the good night's sleep you deserve or is preventing you from enjoying life, you need Restulex. Restulex is an all-natural supplement that contains 74 essential vitamins, minerals, and herbs that you may not be getting in your diet. Restulex will help ease and comfort your restless legs within 24 hours and will allow you to go back to your regular routine without discomfort or embarrassment.
Call 888-4-FIT-LEGS. That's 888-434-8534. Or visit 4FITLEGS.com. That's the number 4FITLEGS.com. And ask how you can get Restulex for free today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
It's a new year full of uncertainties. People are being laid off in record numbers. The price of food continues to rise, and the economy continues to falter. You know that you need to prepare, and maybe you've been putting it off, but the time to act is now. That's why you need to visit OrganicaSeed.com. At OrganicaSeed.com, you'll find one of the largest online selections of heirloom seeds and survival seed packs, as well as the giant vegetable seed collections that can feed you and your family for years. Imagine growing your very own fresh vegetables, wheatgrass, fruits, herbs, rice, tea, coffee, and tobacco. With detailed growing guides available to you at no charge, you can maximize your harvest and investment. And the best part? All orders ship within 24 hours. So head over to OrganicaSeed.com. That's OrganicaSeed.com. OrganicaSeed.com today.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. And before we go back to Mike Adams of healthranger.org, I want to thank another one of our sponsors, Akola Blue. And for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, I am drinking some Akola Blue right now. The number is 1-800-691-6043 or akolablue.com. That's E-C-O-L-O-B-L-U. or BLUE.com. The water passes through an activated carbon filter, then a silver impregnated carbon filter, then a reverse osmosis system, then a taste and odor removal filter, and is stored in a tank illuminated by an antibacterial fungal UV light. It's 1-800-691-6043 or acolablue.com. I think it's delicious. I drink it all the time over here. You can see it at prisonplanet.tv right now. All right, back to Mike Adams. And Mike, we talked a lot about the problems in the last segment. Why don't you go over some of the solutions?
Sure, a lot of really great solutions out there that you can use to protect yourself and not become a victim of the government or of modern medicine if such a scenario unfolds. Now, there are herbs called adaptogens that are very useful for balancing and modulating the immune system. If you, your listeners may know, for example, that in the 1918 Spanish flu, the people who died were those with an overactive immune system. The virus tricks your immune system into overreacting and killing you with what's called a cytokine storm. Now, I don't want to get too technical. I'll just say that these herbs help balance and modulate your immune system while boosting it. And I don't have any financial ties, by the way, with any of these that I'm going to mention. So they're just independent recommendations. But some of those adaptogens that really work are called rhodiola, ashwagandha, cordyceps, which is a mushroom, chaga mushroom, that's spelled C-H-A-G-A, reishi mushroom, and schizandra berries, which are a Chinese medicine. And some of the places that sell combinations of these are baselinenutritionals.com sells a super virgon that's really good. Mushroomscience.com sells a number of medicinal mushrooms. Dragonherbs.com and mountainroseherbs.com sells something called the star anise herb. That's A-N-I-S-E, star anise. This is the herb that the Tamiflu vaccine is actually stolen from. Some of the active phytochemicals in that herb were then replicated by the pharmaceutical companies. Except the herb is better because it has a lot more synergy from the different phytonutrients. So those are just some sources and some things that you can look into and you might want to have on hand for whatever happens in the future.
So how do we combat, you know, the mainstream media and these large pharmaceutical industries that seem to have endless amounts of money to dump into advertising, both in print and on television and even on the web? I mean, how do we get our message across?
Well, really, I think it's, first, it's more important just to protect yourself and protect your family members, the people close to you. Make sure that you can survive a pandemic. Make sure that you don't become a victim of the cancer industry, for example. In my view, no one should ever give in to chemotherapy. There are safer things, safer ways that you can overcome cancer. But in terms of getting the message out, you know, some people are willing to listen and some people aren't. And sadly, if there is a pandemic, those people who depend on mainstream medicine, they will die. They will absolutely die because mainstream medicine will not save them. Just like, you know, when it comes to finances, the Federal Reserve and the U.S. Treasury will not save you either. And medicine won't save you. If you want to be safe, whether we're talking about finances or health, you've got to prepare yourself starting right now. Because any of these things could happen at any time. It doesn't mean that they will happen tomorrow, but they could happen. These H5N1 viral strains are out there, and they could become a global pandemic at any time.
One of the things you really talk about on your website and when you do these kind of talks is personal responsibility. Can you speak to that?
Yeah, I'm a big believer in personal responsibility. I do not agree with the handout mentality. I think that we should all teach ourselves, our children, and each other how to not just survive, but how to be proactive, constructive contributors to a better world. And what really concerns me in our world today is that we see too many people wanting someone else to solve their problems. You know, like AIG today. These money managers are getting millions of dollars in bonuses after receiving billions of dollars in bailout money. It's going to have to be paid by the taxpayers. You know, that's an outrage, and that's an example of what I'm against. Those people should be responsible for their losses. And we, the taxpayers, the hardworking people of this country, shouldn't be out there bailing out those rich bankers who lost all the money and have proven themselves to be incompetent.
I'm 100% with you there, my friend. The website is healthranger.org. His name is Mike Adams. Thank you so much for joining us.
My pleasure.
All right, we'll be back after this. It's the Alex Jones Show, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and TheInfoWarrior.com.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
We know identity scams have grown in the past 6 months because identity thieves are working overtime, taking advantage of this economic crisis. I'm Todd Davis, CEO of LifeLock. I talk to people every day about identity theft, and I know a lot of you are scared and nervous. I'm here to tell you, you don't have to be. Another identity is stolen every 3 seconds, but you can have the security and peace of mind that comes with being protected by LifeLock for just pennies a day. LifeLock is number one in identity theft protection because we work to stop identity theft before it happens, or we fix it at our expense up to $1 million. Don't spend another minute worrying. Call LifeLock now.
Get instant protection by calling 1-800-605-4229. Call right now and you'll also get 30 days absolutely free. That's 1-800-605-4229. Get the peace of mind LifeLock provides today. Use promo code FREEMONTH. Call 1-800-605-4229. Again, 1-800-605-4229.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple, fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables, ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
I watch C-SPAN, I watch the Japanese diet, I interview world leaders, and I read white papers, and more importantly, I read the books. These guys all write books. David Rockefeller 4 years ago wrote a book, and on page 400 and something, you can Google this, I forget the exact name of the book, so I'm driving through traffic. It was his autobiography that he wrote 4 years ago, like in 2006. And he says in there, yes, I want a world government. Those that accuse me of it, I say I'm guilty as charged and I'm proud of it. Or you have Helmut Schmidt, the former German chancellor before Helmut Kohl, writing a book, Men and Powers, a Political Retrospective, where he says, yes, there's a global elite. Yes, we're going to rule you. Yes, the banks are going to run it. And yes, I love the Bohemian Grove and I love the rituals we do there. I mean, he says, I love the druidic rituals we do there. I mean, they brag in their own books that might sell 20,000 copies to each other. I had Rothkopf, former head of the Kissinger Group, who wrote Superclass last year, on my show. We call him up, producer sets him up during the break. I go, hey, you know who I am? Yeah, you're Alex Jones, the guy. You know, I want to come on the show and talk to you. I know who you are. We know who you are. And off air, he goes, yeah, and they always do stuff like this, and it's not true, but low-level people feel good. And like, oh, I'm part of it. He goes, you know, there's 6,000 people in the superclass, and you're kind of the king of the your movement. That makes you part of the superclass. And he came on and said, yeah, it's a world government for our own good, and we're the superclass, and we run things, and we're nice. No, they're not nice. And that's what they tell the colonels and admirals and generals and media people. Oh, you know, the CFR is kind of the outer court for these people. There's like 5,000 members now. British intelligence set it up in 1922 in Pratt House in New York. And it was only a few hundred then. True roundtable group, power behind the throne, key people in banking, government, media. Now it's like almost 5,000. And it makes them all feel important. They're kind of in the outer court. And we're doing the global government for everyone's own good. And we'll give you, you know, perks and better jobs and power to be part of it. So they have like 5,000 of the most powerful people in America. Just, they have people in every other country doing it. It's just disgusting. It's British behind the throne power. In the last 200 years, they had a lot of resistance to their viceroys and puppet governors. They learned that they removed that, but still owned everything and had a corporate controlling elite. They could then bring in politicians, bring in leaders, bring in different coups and change it up, and the people could never have a true revolution. It's all about shielding the real elite from true revolution.
This is so much information that is just on your mind all the time, and yeah, I don't mean to be glib about this, but what does a guy like you do to relax or have fun?
My survival instinct. This is what is fun. You know, warning your fellow humans is advertised as some rare altruistic thing. I am not even the best person or nicest person in the world. I have bad thoughts, greedy thoughts. You know, I destroy people that have gone after me, and I try to control that very aggressive, you know, that avarice. But we're meant to, you know, grow up, have experiences, reproduce, love our children, build a better world. We're like a coral, or you can call us a fungus, or, you know, whatever. We build on top of each other like a coral reef. And I know I live forever through the genetics of humanity. I know I go on through the species. You know, I kind of like those cultures that worship their ancestors because, you know, that really makes sense to you know, I'm into humanity. I'm into the good things we do. I know that greedy, bad people that are malfunctioning tend to get in control and do really bad things because I understand my own dark side. And so I fight the New World Order to feel good. I fight the New World Order for recreation. I fight the New World Order because I know humanity has a greater destiny than we have right now, and it's not depressing to me. I understand what it is. I understand there's bad. I understand that's part of the process. It's just the elite now have such high-powered technology that if they succeed, it will irrevocably alter and damage humanity with the genetic engineering, all the things that are already happening. And I'm not even saying those things shouldn't happen with genetic engineering. The public should be truly educated. We should have a choice. If the elite was so great and grand, then they would actually try to empower and lift up humanity. Instead, they try to mutate, dumb down humanity to make us more easy to manage and control and then ultimately phase out, what the elite says, to just a few hundred million servants. And that's in official UN documents, 1996, biological diversity assessment. They want to reduce our numbers by 80%. And they make it fashionable to be in population control and all of this, which the yuppies don't know is it's them. That's why they can't have kids. They took the vaccine. It's filled with the pathogen bound to the tetanus shot. They've been caught worldwide, and it sterilizes the woman. You know, men's sperm count down by over 85%. Hundreds of different plastic combinations that they could have chosen for global standardization 60 years ago. They picked the one form of plastic that leaches estrogen-mimicking hormones, the exact molecule to sterilize men and women or reduce their fertility. But, I mean, again, everything is connection to other areas of research. The whole point is that I fight them because they're dehumanizing and attacking humanity. And I realize by defending others, I'm defended. When we have an attitude of, oh, I don't care about anybody else but myself, I'm getting ahead, that actually, the other people don't care about you when you're getting screwed and hurt. And it, like, toxifies the social environment and societies implode and collapse, like North Korea or like Russia or like Mexico or all these other countries where people only care about themselves or have been taught you can't fix anything, there's no hope, you can't do anything, I'll screw it, who cares, I'm only worried about me. But, I mean, it's serious, man. We have eugenics being carried out against us right now, and if people don't know what eugenics are, you better find out. Hitler learned everything he knew from the U.S. and England, and that's why they took all over 10,000 Nazis over here to run NASA, run eugenics, run everything that we have today was set up by basically British and Nazi scientists and U.S. scientists who were eugenicists, and that's why after the war they took them all over here. They fought over the eugenicists. They fought over getting them over here because they love them and they love what they did.
All right, folks, we have Alex Jones in the building. We're going to go right over to Alex right now.
My God, it's like, come on, stop it, Vermis. It's like I'm Elvis or something.
You are like Elvis.
Oh, yeah.
Did you read this Politico article?
Yeah.
Have you? I mean, it is amazing. I mean, it's not snarky. It goes through four pages.
No. Listen, the guy was trying to get a hold of me for 3 days. And for some reason, we didn't get the email. And then I call him finally Saturday night. He goes, I just filed it. It'll be out tonight or tomorrow. He wanted to have big quotes for me in there. But AOL came out with one about Bilderberg. And it's just, I mean, massive coverage everywhere. I mean, normally we get attacked two or three times a week in the press. You type Alex Jones and it's like 30 articles, most of them hit pieces.
Yeah.
So I'm definitely on the enemy's radar with this Obama deception. The issue is, I rarely take off, but I went out with Tommy Pallotta, the film producer and director, after I went and saw a premiere of one of his movies at South by Southwest Saturday night. We went to a party with Rick Linkletter, and Rick said, hey, man, this is my best work, me and Orson Welles. And
Orson Welles.
That's the name of the film.
Oh, I had no idea.
No, me and Orson Welles were hanging out. they had a seance, and he was there. So he said, hey, I want you to come to my film. It's a sneak peek that no one even knows about for, you know, just his friends at the Paramount. And I have to say, it's Rick Linkletter's best film. And he told me, he said, this is my best work, and it's just amazing film. It's about the, you know, early Orson Welles in, like, the late 30s.
People don't understand. Orson Welles did what many consider
Rosebud,
to be.
Rosebud, he went after...
Well, not Rosebud. It's not called Citizen Kane.
But he went after Hearst.
He basically
William Randolph Hearst and got blackballed.
Yeah, he played Hearst, and he played Hearst. It was supposed to be Hearst. But he also talked about how if you control the newspapers, he can control the thoughts of the people out there. He said, you supply me the stories.
The pictures, I'll supply the war.
That's right.
That was the Spanish-American War in 1898. Listen, I'm going to let you finish up the next 20 minutes. I'm going to have Tommy Pallotta in studio. But he's going to be here talking about his new film. But also just viral media itself overall. I never take off for South by Southwest, but I got invited to see this. I mean, it was weird being in this giant theater and there was like 60 people there because it was only for certain folk, but it was a lot of fun. And I have to say, Rick said, look, he's never said this to me. He said, this is my best film. And it is his best film. You know, Rick Linkletter of, Slacker and Dazed and Confused and School of Rock and so many other, films. And of course, Waking Life and Scanner Darkly and both those. They said, this is my best film. And it was just, I mean, it was just the casting, the actors.
I'm jealous.
The cinematography. Well, it's not out for 4 months. I mean,
exactly.
You're not supposed to show it because it's like super secret. But anyways, they shot it all on the Isle of Man in England, but it looks like it was shot in New York. They did a lot of that, just an amazing film. So that's basically it with that. I'll be back in 19 minutes. Burmis, you take it away. And by the way, the Obama deception, as you know, number one on Google, number one on YouTube, going completely crazy. I also want to make an announcement to people about the film, an important announcement coming up. So you take it away, my friend.
All right, you got it. Before we go to callers, I want to thank our last sponsor of the day, www.mysolarbackup.com. Folks, 1,800 watts of power. You want to get off the grid, this is the way to do it. You can call them at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Or go to mysolarbackup.com. All right, let's take your callers before Alex jumps back in about 20 minutes. Let's go to Jake in Kansas. Jake, what's on your mind? Yes, sir. Did we lose Jake?
No.
Okay, there we go.
Hey, all right. I have four things here. First is, I'm from Topeka, Kansas, so the first thing that comes to your mind is Governor Kathleen Sebelius.
Mm-hmm.
You pronounce it differently.
Yeah, go ahead.
I just wanted to know if what the status is on that. Is she really now part of this, the federal program?
Yeah, she was announced in the beginning of February, and then Obama said that he wanted to use her 2 weeks ago in his new health plan. I think she's the Health and Human Services Secretary, I believe. Yeah, she's part of the administration for sure.
Didn't know if that went through all right. Okay. I'm really close to the KC Smart Port. They have their own website there. It shows the big old huge city picture. I'd like to know the NAFTA status. Is that still stopped, or are they split it up in a billion different groups?
At least down here, they took the private contracts away from Centricorp, which is, this Mexican organization that is, I think they're in business dealings with Giuliani as well. But when they said that they ended the Trans-Texas Corridor, they just renamed it. Okay, and they gave it the bid to another company. So I would assume the same thing's going on. They can't let people know that this is part of the North American Union plan because the North American Union still doesn't exist until, you know, Time Magazine does a similar article like they just did with the New World Order. So I would say that, they'll probably rename it. They'll probably give it to another contractor.
Okay. When the MIAC report came out, I got really scared and I quit all my groups, the Campaign for Liberty and everything, until they're exposed for profiling people like that, because I don't want to go to a prison. I vowed to myself I'd never break the law and I'll never be in prison my whole life, you know?
Yeah, but you're not breaking the law. Let me say that's a really defeatist attitude, and I thank you for the call, Jake. I mean, for you, you should have joined more organizations. I mean, to leave Campaign for Liberty. Campaign for Liberty is all about taking back the government for and by the people. Again, running for political office in your community to have a positive effect. And because they put out documents equating us with terrorists, this MIAC document, you shouldn't just, listen, you're on the list already, buddy. It doesn't matter if you leave the organizations. If there's a profile or a database on these organizations, you're already in it. You already committed to it. So why leave the organizations now? Do you think that they're going to, you know, they're going to say, oh, you know, now that you left, you're okay. You don't have to go to the camp. That's not how it works. You're still, you know, probably on the red list. I'm sorry. I mean, I just can't believe that. Come on, man. Fuck up. I understand that, you know, you can get a little scared when you see a document showing that if you're handing out America freedom to fascism, you might shoot cops. That if you have a Ron Paul bumper sticker, you're a national security threat. Yeah, I understand that that makes you uncomfortable, but you can't back down. I mean, I'm not going to back down. All right, let's jump to Steve in Ohio. Steve, you there?
How are you?
Good, sir.
Yeah, I'm calling. I've noticed, I've just been listening for about 3 months, and I'd like to first say it's great to find information that puts to fact what I've been suspecting for about 15, 20 years now. But I've noticed here in the last 2 weeks when I get on Yahoo Buzz, if I mention Alex, the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, when I've mentioned the Missouri deal, for some reason those posts aren't coming up. And I'm not the only one that's noticing this. This is
it's the internet. All right, I got to let you go because the echo on your phone. But, I mean, they have admitted, the Dig Berry Brigades. We started getting way too big on Dig and re-edit and all that stuff, so they started having administrators bury our stories. Google Video has been caught numerous times censoring our videos. So, you know, the next step is to censor commentators who want to bring up this information, who want to link people to websites, who want to link people to a lot of this stuff. You know, I mean, I'm having a guy having trouble posting my InfoWarrior shows on Google. They just take them down and say he doesn't have the rights to them. Meanwhile, I give the rights to anybody to post these on the internet so they can go viral. So what's the deal? Let's jump to Mark in Texas. Mark, what's on your mind?
Hey, good afternoon. How are you doing?
Good.
Hey, I have some good information on my field of interest, which is working in the health field for about 15 years, and I've taken insulin shots for about 20,
mm-hmm.
and I worked with a handful of people here. I'm not perfect in everything. I've had my challenges in life, but I got poisoned by a little bit of a human growth hormone factor that had gotten in a batch of yeast, and I got a sample of it. And most of the big drug companies, and I've talked to a few of them, they manufacture HGH and insulin, both of them,
mm-hmm.
and serious weapons against people. In actuality, if you want to study on the side, you can look up diabetic folks that then get HGH, which creates a reaction with them and really detriments them, almost looking like Nazi camp folks. You'd be surprised if you look at the research.
Mm-hmm.
Second thing is I'm on y'all's side, and I just found a scripture recently on conscience, and thoughts on it. Maybe you could share it. I don't know if you have a Bible there with you, but kind of be interesting if you could share with me a little bit, because you seem like I've heard you do the radio shows a couple times recently, and I'm kind of new to some of the things here, but had a background with listened to a fellow named Roy Masters, and also been studying the Bible over the last couple of years, try to get my head straight and get my life straight, and kind of thankful y'all are getting the word out on a lot of this other wacky stuff that people do.
Well, that's what we try to do here. You know, this is basically a secular program, but we do try to report the news stories that the mainstream media just refuses to go over, and we do try to help people get to that information and spread it out to, you know, their communities, their friends, their family, their churches, any way to get it out there. I thank you for the call. Let's jump to Adam in New Mexico. Adam, what's on your mind?
Hey, Jason, how you doing?
Good, sir.
Good to hear you.
Thank you.
First off, this morning I wake up to the radio every morning. My alarm goes off. The DJs this morning are talking about everything that's going on in Albuquerque. I'm living in Santa Fe. And the Albuquerque, the big corruption, the multi-millions being stolen from all these people in our city council and everything, and they're talking about revolution this and civil war that, and I called in immediately, got right in, right on the air, no hesitation, and I said, and the guy was so, just like what the couple callers ago, the guy with the defeatist attitude, mm-hmm. sounded exactly like the DJ this morning. I called him up and I said, what is wrong with you? What is wrong with you people? We are not defeated by any means by these people. The reason why they're trying to is because they realize that we have all the power, number one. And if we do anything against this, it'll fail. It doesn't have to become a civil war or any kind of physical violent confrontation. It doesn't have to go that way. But it was surprising how many people were calling in this morning to the radio station after I got off, and they went on with this all morning long for the rest of the show. And they said, you know, everybody's talking about getting your guns and, you know, bucking up and all this good stuff. And I just said, you know, it doesn't have to be like that. It can be prevented, number one. And that's something that I feel like I have to communicate across the board today. This is actually my first time calling in to the radio show.
Meanwhile, that will play right into their hands. You know, if people rise up in a physical revolution, then they get to bring in the National Guard. Then they get to openly end Posse Comitatus right in front of everybody. I think it does play into their hand. I thank you for the call. Great caller. We're going to come back, finish with your callers, then Alex Jones and Tommy Pallotta at the top of the hour. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv, and TheInfoWarrior.com.
Rough roads might be ahead for the economy, but your vehicle doesn't have to experience them. Can't afford a new vehicle or even an expensive repair? Now you can take care of your vehicle with Protecta Engine Oil Booster by SFR, which is a fully synthetic oil booster. Protecta Engine Oil Booster fortifies your motor oil to help your engine last longer. Protecta Engine Oil Booster has been tested by independent laboratories and proven in over 1 million vehicles worldwide. We'll give you enough Protecta Engine Oil Booster for 5 complete oil changes for only $22.95. That's enough for 2 vehicles for up to 1 year. Start taking care of your vehicle today. Take advantage of this limited time offer and receive free shipping. Protecta Engine Oil Booster is the last defense against engine wear. Go to oilcompanysecret.com or call 1-888-873-7371. That's oilcompanysecret.com or 888-873-7371. Satisfaction guaranteed or your money back. Call 888-873-7371 or visit oilcompanysecret.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up, stand up for your right. Get up, stand up.
All right, we are live. It's the Alex Jones Show. Right. Alex will be in studio with Tommy Pallotta. You can see that live over at PrisonPlanet.tv. We're going to try to get through the rest of the callers in this segment. Let's go to Charles in Missouri. Charles, what's on your mind?
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, how you doing, Jason?
Good.
Good. Hey, I just recently have heard of a NASARA, or the National Economic Security and Reformation Act. I didn't know if you were familiar with that.
I am not familiar with it. Why don't you enlighten us?
Well, I just recently read about it in a Newswatch magazine. I called some of my friends here in town. Mm-hmm. They were familiar with it. But evidently, it's a good thing. I don't see how it's ever going to really happen.
Well, what is it?
Well, it's supposedly, just to try to keep it brief, this thing sat around up on Capitol Hill for a while, getting no action, being stalled. And then late one evening in March of 2000, a written quorum call was hand-delivered by Delta Force and Navy SEALs to only members of the U.S. Senate and the U.S. House of Representatives, who were sponsors and co-sponsors of NASARA. The members were immediately accompanied by the Delta Force and Navy SEALs to their respective voting chambers, where they passed it. Upon the announcement of this thing, of the passage of it, it's supposed to restore constitutional law, and there's quite a few other things on here. You know, abolish the income tax, initiates the U.S. Treasury bank system.
Why don't you send that information over to Aaron at Infowars.com, Rob D at Infowars.com, and producer at Infowars.com, because I would be very interested to read that document. Let's jump to the next caller. Let's go to Mike in Rhode Island. Mike, what's on your mind?
How's it going? Jason. Hello?
Yes, sir. You're on the air.
Hey, are you there?
Yes, sir. You're on the air.
Oh. Jason, I just got calling. I just watched the trailer for the New World Order documentary film.
Yes.
By Andrew Meyer.
And, yes.
I forget the other director's name. Do you have any idea when that's going to be released so I can get a copy?
I don't know if they're releasing it on DVD right away or it's going to be exclusively on the IFC. I think it premieres sometime within the next 4 to 6 weeks, I believe. And it was the world premiere over at South by Southwest. So I'm thinking the IFC is going to be playing it in the next 4 to 6 weeks. You can probably check their website or check the press releases on it. They're doing a lot of stories on it right now, so I would assume it's going to be soon.
Okay, Jason. So you stayed in Austin permanently now?
Oh, yeah. I do a nightly show from 9 to midnight Central Time. It's called The Info Warrior. We got it on PrisonPlanet.tv. So I do a five night a week show. I'm working on a film out here. You know, it's just a great gig.
Beautiful. I hope to see you in New York again for September 11th. Gonna go up again this year?
Yeah, I wouldn't miss it for the world. I'll definitely see you there, man. I'll talk to you later, my friend. I'm going to jump to the next caller. Let's go to Alina in Canada. Alina, what's on your mind? Yes, ma'am.
Hello there.
Yes.
Hi, Jason. How's it going?
Good.
You guys are doing an amazing job, and I've been a long-time listener here up in Canada and been watching your videos, and I've seen your recent documentary, The Obama Obsession, or whatever.
What do you think of the Obama Deception in 30 seconds, ma'am?
It's a very powerful and very, very well-thought-out, well-put-together documentary, and I've downloaded it, and I'm trying to, you know, make my neighbors and stuff aware of it. But,
well, that's what we need to do. We need to spread this information out there. I thank you for the call, Lena. We'll be back with Alex Jones and Tommy Pallotta. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, folks, we are back. It's the Alex Jones Show. Alex and Tommy Pallotta set up at the 8 after break. We're going to rush through these phone calls. Let's go to Chuck in California. Chuck, what's on your mind? Yes, Chuck.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hi, I just wanted to share with you that you made it on AOL's news page today. The title of the article is under the heading, No Love for Obama Here, New Conspiracy Theory Emerges. And the link takes you to a page that says, Conspirators Push Bilderberg Theory. It's about a 4 or 5 paragraph article. And in that article, prisonplanet.com is quoted.
Yeah, I think we actually printed that article up. It's another hit piece on Alex Jones. We read the Wired article. However, this one we didn't go over quite as much. Let me see if I can pull that out of the stack. But yeah, it just seems like nobody wants to own up on the information in the film. I mean, the information in the film is spot on. You show the Obama administration and what they've said outwardly, what he said to get elected, and then you show what they're actually doing, and it's the complete opposite. Continue.
Yes. Interesting. They had a poll here, and it says, have you ever heard of the Bilderberg Group? 71% say no. And then the second question, does all this sound suspicious to you? 69% say yes, and that's an AOL poll.
Well, that's a good thing. We'll have to post that up there. But, you know, again, we read that Politico article today, and really 4 pages, and it really goes over what the Bilderberg Group is, who they are, how they've been involved in administrations for the past 40 years, and it is just an incredible article. We're going to be doing stories about that at Prison Planet and InfoWars. Thank you for the call, Chuck. Let's go to Matt in Georgia. Matt, what's on your mind?
Hey, Jason. How are you doing today?
Good, man.
Hey, I wanted to get your opinion on something. I've been low in testosterone since I was 22 years old.
Mm-hmm.
I'm now 31 years old. And don't you think it's kind of interesting how the government was so worried, our Congress was so worried about steroids in baseball and how they made testosterone as something that's bad. And
sure.
It took me a year and a half to get my testosterone approved by my health insurance. But
and by the way, have you seen Bigger, Stronger, Faster? Because I feel like that's where this is going.
Oh, no, I haven't.
All right, well, there's a great... My favorite movie of last year is a film called Bigger, Stronger, Faster. It is a documentary on just the subject that you're talking about right now. Both steroids, testosterone, and HGH and their place in society and how they've been demonized by the mainstream, but in a lot of cases, they're quite beneficial. You know, I'm not a doctor. I'm not going to come out here and say I know exactly what's right and what's correct, but I'm going to tell you that Bigger, Stronger, Faster, if you haven't seen this, it was actually produced by Lionsgate and a lot of the people that put out Michael Moore's documentaries. It's interesting, it's funny, and it's really a top-notch film, not even a top-notch documentary, favorite film of last year, and I'm surprised a lot more people don't know about it, Matt.
Take a look at that. I mean, here's one simple stat. And back in, like, the early 1900s, men were about 750 to 1,000 total testosterone. Now they lowered it to normal range of 250. I mean, we're literally one-third the men we used to be. It's
Well, it's the eugenics program that the globalists are trying to carry out to make us more docile and less productive. I thank you for the call, Matt. Let's jump to Philip in Canada. Philip, what do you got to say?
Hey, Jason. How are you doing today?
Good.
I'm calling. I've been following you guys for about a year, and you guys are doing a really, really good job. And I'm keeping up. I try to tell everyone I know up here in Toronto about what you guys are doing and try to get everyone on board. My question to you, what exactly is the plan for the New World Order and the new Obama administration as far as continuing the war on drugs and what exactly is going to happen in that aspect?
All right, you're going to just see the same exact drug war continuing. You're going to see an expansion of the prisons. You're going to see an integration of Homeland Security and other government programs into these things and an integration of the FEMA camps. And you're going to see a progression of the North American Union with this administration. All right, we got Alex Jones and Tommy Pallotta coming up after this. PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free, and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. HempUSA.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay. Call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Did you know that pH balance is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 9 or higher. Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals and elements. This product is a one-of-a-kind in its strength and effectiveness. Using Plasma pH Drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline while helping you get rid of acid and regaining your health and energy. With just 10 drops, you can raise the pH level of the water you drink up to the pH of 10. Alkalizing water helps the body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's A-L-K-A-Vision.com. Or call 269-344-3420 today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
It is the 16th day of March 2009. We're now officially a day into the drop date of the Obama deception, theobamadeception.net. We're going to talk about viral videos a little bit in the 52 minutes we've got here with Tommy Pallotta in studio with us in Austin, Texas, here for South by Southwest. We're going to talk about his new film, American Prince. We're going to talk about Rick Linklater's film that I just got a little sneak peek of, a little secret screening. That is about Orson Welles. Orson Welles and Me. Just amazing. And Rick said it was his best film. I agree. It's his best executed everything. And we'll also talk some about the Obama deception. I will say this. We have linked at InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com on the main page to the best free copy of the Obama deception I've seen anywhere. You know, I launched it last Wednesday because we had the FBI calling here and stuff and asking weird questions, and I got nervous and launched it. Good thing we did. And it became number one on Google and YouTube within 24 hours. And then there was some chicanery there where it's still number one, but they would took it off the main page. And then with horror, I noticed that people had rushed to grab it from PrisonPlanet.tv and to have it up first. Hundreds of people had uploaded it in low quality because that meant it was a quicker upload to YouTube and Google and other sites. I finally found a great one. Should have known all the time. I changed the channel. Is the channel on YouTube, and he's got a director's account so we can put multi-hour films up. It's not in pieces. And it's the best YouTube encode I've ever seen. So we're linking to that for free for everybody. But please don't take it for granted. Spread the word. You know, there's that psychological effect of, oh, it's free. Why should I care? This is an important film to expose that Obama is continuing Bush's policies just with a different face on it so they can try to move the ball down the field. And I do hope you will get it in the very best quality it is on the Internet, a lot better than YouTube, at PrisonPlanet.tv, or order the high-quality DVD at InfoWars.com. But with that said, it is free on InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com right now. I want to thank Tommy Pallotta for taking time on his very busy schedule at South by Southwest to come down here. Tommy, good to see you again.
Good to see you, man.
There is a lot to talk about. So what brings you to South by Southwest this year?
Showing a little movie called American Prince. And also just a good chance to come down and be your guest.
Well, it's great to have you here. You say a little film. You said, oh, I'm just doing a little documentary about some guy about a year and a half ago. And then you guys invited me down to the premiere, Saturday night, and it was just amazing. And then they aired, kind of the part one to it, I guess from the 70s, and that was, American Boy. So tell folks about the film.
Well, the film is, it's really more of a portrait of a person named Stephen Prince. And in 1977, Martin Scorsese filmed a documentary just about him. It was just a really personal documentary. And it's kind of the lost Scorsese film. I was living in Texas over 10 years ago, and I actually ran into the guy who's the subject of that film. He's also the gun salesman and taxi driver. He's Easy Andy, the one who sells the guns to Travis Bickle. And I instantly recognized him. And just over the years, we sort of had a friendship, and he started telling me these really great stories, and I realized that there was basically a second chapter to this guy's story, and so I made this video in hopes that the first film that Scorsese made would actually get a proper release.
You know, we could YouTube it. We have it on DVD somewhere in the office, but we could YouTube. What would be the best term to pull up YouTube, his scene in Waking Life, which is a reenactment of something that really happened to him, where the big Indian comes to the door at the gas station with a knife and he shoots him with a .44?
I'm not sure. I mean, people always tag it with different things.
Probably Stephen Prince, Waking Life.
Yeah, try that. I mean, we should try it.
Yeah, try that, folks. Go ahead.
Yeah, so, I mean, initially, we had him. The Scorsese film has been sought by filmmakers for many, many years. And it's basically through bootleg copies, and now, you know, with BitTorrent and YouTube, it's getting a sort of a second life. And then the thought with this was to sort of bring him back and have him show really what his influence in American cinema is.
But you guys found a great copy.
Oh yeah, well we got
the original.
We got an original from him, but we actually downloaded a BitTorrent that looked even better. So
good. Tell us about how you're releasing this film.
Well, you know, I mean, right now it's kind of a Hail Mary moment in sort of film distribution. I was living in L.A. and I got a little bit tired of that. And now I'm currently living in Amsterdam trying to look for new ways to sort of make films and distribute them. And one thing I've always been really aware of are the films that you've been making and other like-minded individuals and how you've been utilizing the Internet to sort of gain an audience, and that's becoming more and more interesting to me than the sort of traditional distribution methods.
And you've been saying that for a decade. It's not like you're just coming up with what I did. I mean, you've always been into that too.
Yeah, well, I mean, that technology and storytelling have always been my twin interest, and finding new ways to just basically express yourself. You know, freedom of expression is really the main tenet of life, I believe. And trying to make, you know, I really like making studio films, but at the same time, I want to be able to make smaller films that can still reach an audience. And now it seems like it's the perfect time to do that. I mean, never before in my lifetime has it been so easy to disseminate information and entertainment.
And Rick Linklater's in your film doing some of the interview with Mr. Prince as well. I mean, I was not familiar with his work. I knew the character from some of the films he was in. But just amazing life this guy's had, and it's been just as amazing since then.
Yeah. So Richard Linklater is a good friend of mine. Of course, I produced Scanner Darkly and Waking Life, which you both were in. And I knew I needed somebody who had fresh ears because I'd sort of rehearsed with Stephen for many times. I needed somebody who really knew a lot about film and who that he respected. So Rick was visiting L.A. one night, and we just sort of really grabbed a crew together in a couple of hours and just shot this movie literally in 5 hours.
Well, it looks great, and you kind of had some a congruent thread there where in the interview with Scorsese, he's got some girls behind him smoking cigarettes, and it's right. Kind of the same deal here.
Yeah, it takes place in one room. It's one person talking, and it's one night, and that's a really hard thing to sort of pull off an entertaining movie, experience with just those limitations, but that also was a real challenge. The real advantage that we had is that we were able to cut in these other films that he had been in. And so he's talking about movies, and the movies are kind of acting as his memory.
New York.
Last Waltz, American Boy, Taxi Driver.
Well, I mean, there were a lot of critics there and a lot of directors, and they got a standing ovation. They really liked it.
Yeah, it was pretty nice to do the Q&A afterwards. Stephen is actually there, and he'll be there Tuesday. Tuesday morning, we're doing our second screening at 11 o'clock at the Alamo Lamar.
Yeah, Alamo, South Lamar.
Yeah, South Lamar. And he just really handled himself really well. And there's a lot of filmmakers really, he's just a cult figure. And so.
And he lives between Austin and LA too. So he's an Austinite.
Yeah. Yeah. He's lived here for many years, and he spends most of his time in LA, but, he's here now. So we're very lucky to have him.
Oh, he's quite a character.
Yeah, he is. Did we find anything on YouTube with him? Or?
We'll see if we can find that later.
There's even some of American Boy on YouTube.
Yeah. You might try gun scene Waking Life. I bet that would bring it up, guys. If not, there's a couple of DVDs back there in the back. But when are you planning to release this?
Well, we opened it up at the festival. It's a good way to sort of give it some legitimacy. And the next thing I really want to do is release it BitTorrent and just sort of see if it can have its life on its own. I mean, I'm a big fan of BitTorrent. I'm an avid user of that technology. And, really watching kind of how you've been able to really gain an audience using these different platforms like BitTorrent and YouTube and Google Video and, all these other things. It's really impacted me in a very profound way. And I feel like that's something that I really want to be a part of.
Well, I'm glad I'm a part of it in a small way, Tommy. What's the date? Are you planning a date to release it on BitTorrent next few weeks, next month?
I think probably in about in a week or so. As soon as I can, I basically just have to get it together. I want to put together a nice little written explanation of why we're doing this.
So in the next 2 to 3 weeks, look for American Prince on a computer screen near you.
Yeah, on BitTorrent.
Yeah, we love that BitTorrent. So does Burmese. Burmese can get you anything you want off the BitTorrent, including movies 6 months before they're out.
Well, it's really great. I might have talked about this last time I was here, but I went to Korea, and we were showing a Scanner Darkly there. And in Korea, everybody downloads. And I asked the audience how many people had seen Scanner Darkly already, and everybody raised their hands. Everybody had already downloaded and watched it, yet everybody paid to come see the movie and to see it the way that it was meant to be seen. That was a real epiphany for me. And I mean, obviously, every time you go to the Alamo and do a screening, it sells out. You're able to sell DVDs. I mean, it doesn't exclude people from seeing,
Really what it does is empower the grassroots, but also even, big filmmakers. And I never intended to make it a successful a vehicle, to be able to finance my whole operation. But that's what it turned into just because I would make, little shorts and documentaries and things, and I wanted to warn people. I wanted to get my message out. And so people really embrace that. Going back now, I've been putting viral videos out for 12 years.
Yeah.
And we also kind of pioneered going up and confronting politicians, kind of aggressive press questions. And now that's proliferated all over the world. And so without knowing that we were part of people pioneering that, we have done that. And It just, the problem is now Obama, this is in Wired Magazine Friday, is trying to sign a secret treaty to ban BitTorrent and peer-to-peer type stuff.
Well, I mean, they can try, but I kind of feel like you've opened up Pandora's box. And
well, I think we've all done it. So, you know.
Yeah, I mean, you look at what's going on with Pirate Bay right now, and there's a big trial with that. And at the worst-case scenario, they close down that site, another one's just going to pop up. So the great thing about the Internet is that it is pretty hard to shut down.
Well, there's also this new phenomenon of people wanting to put their films out this way.
Exactly.
So that's totally legal.
There's different types of commodity. I mean, the film that I'm doing has probably a very limited audience, very niche. It's really for people who love film and love film history and things like that. So it's not like it has real big mainstream crossover appeal. So for me, gaining the audience is the most important thing for me. Getting the people to actually see the film is really the best reward.
And not only is there that reward, but then it has the best chance of actually becoming financially successful, I think, is the chance. We've got a break. We'll be right back with Tommy Pilato on the other side of this break. The new film premiering on the Internet in a few weeks is American Prince. Stay with us.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49 for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Hello, this is Peter Kranchnabel from Midas Resources, and I'd like to share some thoughts with you. In today's economy, with the government spending gone wild, the banking system on the verge of collapse, and Wall Street in continuous free fall, we both know that it's critical that you protect your savings and retirement programs now. Macroeconomics can be very confusing, but the solution to securing your personal assets is very simple. It's purchase of gold and silver. These precious metals have been the trusted means of exchange for centuries, and they've never been more important in our country's history. It's up to you to design your survival plan, one based on gold and silver. Give me a call. I'm Peter Kranchnabel at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and allow me to outline an easy answer to your questions. That's Peter Kranchnabel at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108. Call Peter at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108, while you can still purchase gold with paper.
Have you ever wanted to generate your own supply of electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Solar power generators are now available from Solutions from Science, one of GCN's oldest and most trusted sponsors. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. Unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces electricity for free. It's like having an electric power plant running quietly in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, and even keep food from spoiling. Whether it's hurricanes, ice storms, brownouts, or blackouts, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. When the power goes out, you'll be ready with a solar power generator from Solutions from Science. Go to mysolarbackup.com and get off the grid today. That's mysolarbackup.com today. Or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365. Don't wait. Call today.
Because we've been driving on the wine press much too long.
Babylon.
Babylon system is the vampire. Yeah.
Well, Tommy, this was a bold move. I mean, you don't talk your film down, but you didn't build it up. I mean, this is a film's got Scorsese in it. It's got Rick Linklater. It's got you. It's got Stephen Prince in it. And the amazing stories. I mean, this really was the road manager for a bunch of big rock bands and people. And, you know, and it's just incredible stories. What people don't know is that a lot of the stuff in the American Boy he did in the 70s with Scorsese, which is just a documentary with him talking, that's cut into your film, is what ended up in the first cult classic, Pulp Fiction. Tell those stories.
Well, you know, the scene where they put the adrenaline needle in the girl who ODs, you know, probably one of the most memorable scenes of the movie, is almost taken verbatim from the documentary. And
one of the most memorable scenes in cinema.
Yeah, and, you know, that happened to Stephen Prince. He's the guy who put the adrenaline shot, you know, into the girl's heart and saved her life, basically. And of course we used a scene, almost verbatim in Waking Life. You know, so he has a really memorable scene in Taxi Driver. You know, he just had a really profound effect, I think, amongst, the sort of independent filmmakers. And I sort of really wanted to make this movie and kind of really expose that and show people, you know, how much influence this guy really has had. Plus, he's a really sweet guy, and he's a really good friend.
Well, you know why he's why he ended up being successful in film and working with Scorsese and others is he is a really interesting person. I mean, you meet these people who are so original, flat out dynamic, mm-hmm. and Mr. Prince certainly is that. You want to just briefly tell the story for people that haven't seen Waking Life with, you know, him shooting the guy in the chest?
Yeah, well, it's actually a true story about somebody who was trying to rob him when he was working at a gas station.
This is when he's gone off heroin. He's no longer doing the road managing. And so he tries to, you know, get out of there, go to upstate New York. He's at a big gas station.
Yeah. And and it turns out that it was an escaped convict, you know, that was going to rob him.
And I'm wrong. He moved out to the desert by California. Go ahead.
And, you know, he had to shoot the man. And he got back up and he shot him several more times. And then he tells the story how, like, the cops basically were, you know, had to question him because they were just like, you killed him on the first shot. Why did you shoot him? You know, he emptied his chambers in him, you know? And so it's really the way that he relates the story. It's the way that he tells the story. That's really amazing.
His eyes are electric.
Yeah. Yeah. Big eyes. But I think, like, American Boy, you know, hadn't been seen, and you had to get these bootlegs. I mean, when I first got it, it was a VHS tape, several generations, really scratching. That's the way, like, most people seen it. Now it's up on YouTube. You know, you can just go type in American Boy, Stephen Prince, and you can start watching that. So,
in fact, pull up American Prince, Stephen Prince, or pull up American Boy, Stephen Prince, and just roll some of it in the background without audio while we're here on PrisonPlanet.tv.
Yeah, do that.
Shifting gears, Rick Linklater, you know, we went out to the Driscoll after your premiere Saturday, hung out for a few hours, and Rick's never been like this to me. I mean, we talk about politics, we talk about technology, we talk about all sorts of stuff when we hang out, you know, but he came over to him with a hand, he said, listen, I want you to come see this. This is my best film. Mm-hmm. This is my best work, and he was, like, really excited, and I thought, wow, Rick's never acted like this before, so I went and saw it today, and it blew me away. It's not because I know Rick or whatever. I mean, I was really watching it objectively. I think this is overall his best work.
Yeah, and, you know, I can't wait to see how the rest of the public's going to react to it. You know, we just saw it, so I'm still processing it and everything, but it's really great to see that. And I'm a huge fan of Rick's, you know, I mean, Rick has just been a constant influence in my life, not only as a friend, but, I think that he's probably one of the most interesting, you know, film directors alive and, you know, working today. And so it's always an event for me to go see his movies.
Well, it was just great to be included in it. And a secret sneak. I mean, that was literally, this was not advertised, only, I guess that's because it's so long until it comes out, four or five months.
October, did it say, when it's going to come out? And it stars Zac Efron, which is I thought was an unusual choice, the guy from High School Musical 3, which I actually saw on the airplane coming down here.
Well, the guy that plays Orson Welles looks just like the young Orson Welles.
And he acts like him too, right? I mean, he sort of has that gravity and that magnetism.
But he's not the only amazing actor or actress. I mean, all of them do a fabulous job like they're not acting. Because, you know, yeah. I mean, even great films, there's one or two people who really don't carry it off. Rarely, at least in my opinion, do I see a film where they all... You are transported, you know, to 1937.
Right, yeah. No, it was a fantastic experience.
And it's also somewhat tragic, but then it's okay.
Yeah, I mean, it's always, I think the interesting thing about Rick's films is they kind of go along these strange lines, you know, these margins, and it's always, the people are always traveling along those margins.
We'll be right back with Tommy Pallotta, award-winning filmmaker, producer, director.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network. Companies continue to lay off thousands of people. Unemployment is the highest it's been in over 30 years. Statistics prove that in a recession, crime rates go up. Everyone needs something for that extra edge to prevent becoming a victim in these difficult and trying times. You need to prepare yourself with DPS pepper spray, available at MrDefense.com. DPS is the strongest pepper spray in the market and is the same spray used by hundreds of law enforcement agencies from around the world. Need something more? The Scorpion stun gun is a great way to take down a potential attacker. Mr. Defense also carries the largest selection of air tasers, knives, self-defense keychains, swords, batons, survival, spy, and tactical gear. Mention this ad and receive 10% off of your order and a free self-defense keychain. Visit MrDefense.com. That's MrDefense.com or call 1-800-313-6400. That's 1-800-313-6400 for all of your self-defense needs today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
got about 25, 26 minutes left with Tommy Pallotta here in studio with us in Austin, Texas during South by Southwest. Tommy, what is coming next for you? I know you are, I mean, folks, Tommy hasn't just made a lot of successful movies, directed them, produced them, been in them. He also, first thing you did was like quite a few very successful MTV videos back in the day. You've done major commercials. You've consulted for one of the largest corporations in the world, but you don't like to get into that. You have, you're designing museums around the world. You're working with your bride-to-be, can I say that?
Yeah.
Femke. And you're living in the Netherlands,
yep.
which my mother's been all over Europe and all over the world. She says that's her favorite place to be.
Yeah, well, you should come for our wedding.
Well, I'm about 2 inches away from moving there. Can I set all this up there, move my whole crew to the Netherlands?
Sure. Yeah, that's a good place. Well, you know, I mean, I, as far as it being a safer place, I don't know about that. But I do know that probably the best place to be as things get worse are around people that you care about and love. And so that's where I am right now. And I do want to say that one of the greatest pleasures I have living there is that I listen to your show daily through my iPhone. And it's amazing. And I know last time we were here, we talked about doing an iPhone app specifically for the InfoWars, the InfoWarrior app. And I was wondering whatever happened with that, or has anything happened?
When you mentioned that, we probably had, no exaggeration, more than 50 people. Then 50 groups. Then I don't know how to wade through it. But the problem is nobody just said, here's an app, you can have it, because the issue is we have about 130,000 people a day downloading the free podcast.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just, I have a responsibility that if I was to take somebody's app, but they still control it, they can just flip the switch one day and put something else on it.
Right.
And I've had that with things I've built up. As soon as people figure out that they can't, not that I'm some big shot, but that they can't get through to me at my office, they will go attempt to take it over.
Right.
With whoever I'm in business with. That's why there's very few people I can trust. I can trust you, Tommy, because I've known you for more than a decade, and a few other people, but I've been, and I've said I've still got to be bold and outgoing and work with other people, but as you get bit, it makes you trust fewer and fewer people, and then it makes you value your friends who haven't ever screwed you. Like, I've only received being your friend. You know, I know you've had good experiences with me as well, but, I mean, how do you deal with that with Hollywood, where it's even worse? I mean, how do you deal with all the subterfuge?
You know, I think you follow your instincts and you follow your heart. But I mean, to the listeners out there, I'm sure there's somebody out there who really wants to help you out and whose intentions are really good and who would sort of give over ownership and control to you. I think it's a really important tool to have.
We need an app. So you just click it and it launches it. Now we're on Flycast and all that.
Yeah. And that's what I use. I use Flycast, but I mean, it'd be great to sort of get a feed of the news stories as you put them up and get more links and more additional information. I wish that there was like a very specific, you know, InfoWars, application. So,
well, there you go. I'll just have to launch it, I guess, or go with somebody, but, folks,
I know that there's somebody out there listening who can do this and who can make it happen. And if there's anybody who's listening who's wanted this application themselves and has the ability, if I could program, I would do it for you. I promise I would be the one doing it.
Well, with us, it's all been an issue of funds. I've now got two main, you know, full-time IT guys. We've got a consulting company, and we are looking at the apps. I've just been kind of the last 3 months only doing Obama deception.
Yeah.
And so I haven't been able to make decisions on that, but I'm glad you keep bringing that up because it is important.
So how is Obama deception doing? I mean, what's been the reaction so far? I mean, I watched it on YouTube myself, so.
Well, give me your real review of it. You know, it's my own little film book style, but.
I think it's great. You know, I mean, the really amazing thing that, I've noticed because I watch all your films, is that it almost seems like it's a constant, thread that runs through your movies. And each time you're kind of refining your ideas and your thoughts.
So the films really are nice chapters, like in a book.
Yeah. And it's really always great to be on that journey with you. I feel like as you're investigating and you're learning that we're along that ride with you. And I think that that's a really amazing thing.
Well, I appreciate that, Tommy. I hate here talking about myself, but, you've been watching that progression and I hope it's getting better. You know, we can make even better films, if I wasn't focused on other energies and other places and other issues we're having to deal with, but, I would call you a real progressive, you know, a classical liberal, not the mainline fake corporate liberal. You very early on, before Obama was even elected, you weren't obviously for McCain, but I remember you saying, I got a bad feeling the way the media is covering him, what they're doing with him. I think he's going to betray people. And that had some input on me deciding to make the Obama deception. I mean, why did you, and now it's being proven, you know, correct, and he's in the news today saying, yeah, no rights for detainees. It's all continuing, more troops, you know, hiring nothing but lobbyists. I mean, why early on did you not trust Obama?
Well, a lot of it's instinct, but I think, you know, I mean, let's not, of course I was a Ron Paul supporter, you know, from the very get-go. And, you know, I have an amazing amount of respect for him as a person and as a politician, which I think is very rare. But I was in Europe during the elections and, and people there were very pro Obama. I think like in Holland, they were 90% of the people were pro Obama, wanted him elected. And one thing that I told them is like, America is a very young country and you can never really count it out. And one thing that America is really good at is reinventing itself. And I knew that Obama was pretty much the only choice they had for that reinvention, which is actually why I really like the cover of your new movie with the mask on top of it. I mean, it really is kind of putting on a new face to the same old ideas. And he was the perfect person to do that. And it almost seemed, you know, if something seems too good to be true, it usually is. I mean, I was thinking about that with the Madoff people and all the people working around him. You know, it's like, okay, all this money keeps on coming in. It doesn't seem like it should happen. But now everybody's saying like, oh, we didn't know what was going on. You know, I mean, at some point you have to trust your instincts. And if something, you know, is too good to be true, then, you know, you should question it. I think there's an obligation to question those things around you.
Well, that's the problem with this confidence game. Now all these good people who, and that's in the film, who believe they were repudiating Bush, like Dr. Paul Craig Roberts, he's a big conservative, but he said, you must vote for Obama. You must repudiate the crimes of Bush in the world's eye. But now that they're invested in Obama, they're getting hurt because they're having to admit that he's a fraud. But a lot of other Obama supporters, the Obama people, they can't admit they've been conned. And so suddenly they're like, well, we got to have troops over there and we got to not give the detainees any rights. And, you know, so what if he has lobbyists? And so what if there's all this corruption? So they've kind of bought into it now, like we saw with Mussolini or Hitler or other people. And that's the problem is Bush was a demonic little creature who couldn't sell used cars. Obama is slick and good looking and smart, and he can sell this agenda, this reinvention. And I think we're in deep, you know, very deep trouble.
Yeah. Well, I mean, also another, this is going to sound silly, but, the designer who made the Hope posters for Obama that were pretty ubiquitous and everywhere, is the same guy who did Andre the Giant posters. And remember the image of Andre
Obey,
the Giant?
Yeah.
Yeah. And it was Obey. And I was looking at it going like, wow, you know, Hope and his image kind of looks a lot like Andre the Giant and Obey. And I was looking at even the words Hope and Obey have very similar shapes to them. I mean, the letters are kind of moved around, but you can almost make Hope out of Obey. And of course that poster art is from, you know, the Bolshevik revolution.
No, they admit
like
that. Yeah.
So, I mean, that there was kind of a tip off to me too. Sort of.
But it's not even a real. Time Magazine and others had the cover, we're all socialists now. This isn't socialism, giving $9.7 trillion in 5 months to the banks with no strings attached and a few hundred billion to the people. That's not socialism, that's piracy.
Yeah, they're looting. It's looting is what's happening right now. And I mean, and that's what's happening all around. And people, they're so confused. I mean, even an educated person who's really following this stuff, it's hard to tell where this money trail is going. You know, we're being told so many different things, you know, it's just boggling, I think.
Shifting gears back into Rick Linkletter and his new film, Orson Welles and Me, or Me and Orson Welles. You're getting it backwards. Do you think that's, I mean, I hope this film is successful because it is his best work.
Yeah, well, you know, it's always a difficult thing. And, you know, Rick's always been, he's a filmmaker who works on the margins as well. And he's had success, but he's never been completely in the system. He lives in Austin, Texas. You know, he makes the kinds of films that he wants to make. And you hope that that gets rewarded.
Well, no, I mean, this film is really good. It's a chick flick, but it's also a guy's flick. It's the perfect mix, and it's historical. The Mercury Theater and its opening day with Caesar. I don't know. I've seen so many films that try to repackage and give you a window into theater.
Right.
And into Shakespearean theater, and a lot of them don't do it very well. I think Mel Gibson with Hamlet did.
Right.
This, I think, tops that. I mean, just the stylized nature, the way it's billed as fascist, and I think it fits in with the whole fascism we have today.
Yeah, yeah. And I mean, I think that it sort of transcends this whole notion of theater too, because it's really about the creative process and what it takes to make something with a group of people. And it's about the creative process in general, which is what I really enjoyed about it.
Yeah, I don't want to give any spoilers, but folks, you need to see the film when it comes out in October. This is Rick Linkletter's crowning achievement. We've got some of it up on screen from YouTube as well. I mean, this actor, he looks like Orson Welles.
Yeah, he talks like his, talks like him, you know, same delivery.
This guy's great, too.
Yeah.
Oh, man, just amazing. You know, we've got about 15 minutes left in airtime, Tommy, and there's so much going on, so much happening. You were talking during the break about technology being a double-edged sword, and then we never brought that up.
Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, at the same thing, as much as I love listening to your show on my iPhone, it gives me that window, you know, while I'm biking around Amsterdam, you know, I also realize that it has a very sophisticated tracking system to it. You know, it records everything you do, every single call. I mean, I worry about that. You know, it's kind of like, are you trading convenience or, you know, a lack of privacy or these other things? And it's always that sort of bait and switch that I'm really kind of cautious about. You know, am I being too lazy? And then in turn, you know, from that. But at the same time, it's like, how else can I listen to your show?
Well, we're being inserted into the Matrix while we fight the Matrix with the Matrix.
Yeah.
It's kind of like the Matrix movie. That's how they're fighting the Matrix, is with the Matrix.
Right.
Jacking in. And I think that's where the establishment thinks they're going to win in the end, is that we're going to be lazy. But as long as we're aware of the double-edged nature of it, I think that they've miscalculated. And clearly, I think it's going to bring them down.
I think more and more people seem to be waking up. I mean, you know, you just watching my mom react to you the other night was a pretty amazing experience for me, and what a big fan she's become, you know, of you.
Well, that's thanks to you turning her on to the show, but
that's the way it happens. I mean, we share with our friends, and a lot of times, you know, I remember when we were actually friends before I started listening to your show. And I think for a lot of people, they're sort of resistant at first. When you're saying something that's so far outside of the mainstream and the party line, there's a natural tendency to resist those things. And I think after time and just sort of the repetition, and you start listening to things, like at first it's like kind of like, well, you know what, that kind of makes sense. Or, you know, how many times can you be, you know, fooled or you know, feel that like something else is going on that I'm not getting from the mainstream media.
Well, I talk about real things, and it's from my perspective, so there could be some distortion there, but I'm attempting to tell the truth. And what I talk about, people then see in their own lives.
Yeah. And, you know, the other thing I always tell people is that, like, nobody's right 100% of the time. You know, worst case scenario, if you're only right 10%, that is a scary thing. You know, that's 10% too much. So I think I also think it's very patriotic to question those things around you and to, you know, Look at what's happening around you.
How do you think it's going to end for Obama? I mean, I think they're going to pile all the corruption, all the corporate agenda on him and hang him out to dry just like Bush, and then they'll bring the new puppet in. But he was kind of like their last shot. I agree with you that this is the only way they could reinvent themselves. This trick isn't going to work again, and Congress's approval rating is still down at 9%. He's got a high one, but nobody else does. I don't see too many more tricks in the bags. Staged terror attacks, wars, new politician phenomenons. I see the establishment coming to a crisis point.
Yeah, I mean, maybe this is the dissolution of our nation. You know, who knows? I mean, it doesn't seem like that by the end of all this, if it keeps on following the current trend, who knows where it could end? You know, it could just completely collapse. And that's also the double edge of globalism. You know, I mean, there's other countries, you know, like China saying, like, we got to help these people out because they can't collapse because we have too much invested, you know, so it's really hard to tell where that is going to end.
Well, that was the globalist plan, is that as the dollar started falling, the world bought back into it because they were so invested in it.
Right.
They had no other choice, but you can only hold people hostage so long.
It sort of sounds like a con game, too, doesn't it?
Oh, it is. The globalists brag. It's their big master plan.
Yeah.
They get all these countries dependent on them, on each other, and then the globalists are above it, and they're outside the very laws they foisted on the nations. And so it's a world government of hypocrisy.
Yeah.
I mean, the very bankers that engineered the crisis are now using it to get even more power and control. And even if the general public isn't informed, at the very basic level, they know, wait a minute, a world government of, for, and by the bankers when they're the ones that did all this?
And it kind of seems like an old story, right? I mean, the bankers are the bad guys. I mean, we've seen it in the Bible. You know, we've heard it throughout history. We've been warned many times by our own presidents. So,
And it's because bankers create money out of nothing.
Yeah.
And then they get the world. People will kill for $100. They'll kill for a fancy car. They'll kill for a big house. And here's this class of bankers who issue it all and own it all and run it all just because they're able to do the magic trick and fool the public. It's a spell.
Yeah. And they enchant the public. It's literally an enchantment. And it's a bit of a shell game. I mean, it's always interesting when you think about how you read articles like 45% of the nation's wealth is destroyed. How is the wealth destroyed? How is it created? You know, I mean, was it ever really there anyway? Or was it just an illusion the entire time?
Well, that's it. They've made the whole world about their fiat currency and their fiat system. And they tell us in 3 months we've lost almost half of our wealth and it's dropping every week. But if you look at it, they're actually destroying the fiat wealth so that nobody can pay them off. So then they get the real wealth. That destruction of wealth, just like the Great Depression was engineered, and that's now on record, congressional testimony, was about blowing everything out so they can consolidate it. I know I'm like a parrot that just says that over and over again, but the public better figure that out. Because until we arrest these bastards, they're not going to back off. I mean, it's either them or us.
Yeah, but also when you say that you're like a parrot and you keep on repeating these things, mainstream media repeats the same talking points over and over and over and over again, and that's what makes it so effective. You know, that you really are literally entranced by the television set, you know, by their talking points that go on. And anytime anything major happens, you see that again and again and again.
You know, that's the biggest wake-up point for people that I talk to just in the general public, is they watch the nightly news. It's the same news, almost the same script, with the same ads throughout the broadcast, and people just instinctively at a base level go, something's staged with that.
Yeah. Well, and we were talking about the sort of wake-up call being Waco, which I completely agree with you. And I was working at the library at the time, and every single day there was like a new story, and everybody forgot what it said the day before, even though it completely contradicted itself. And I thought that was scary, you know, and that was, you know, how many years ago? 20 years ago? When was Waco?
Yeah, it was like 18 years ago.
And I mean, and there's so much more access, 16. So much more access to alternative media now. And it really is an obligation to find these different perspectives. And, you know, to some extent, you have to sort of.
Well, that's really what I've done. People ask, how do you know what's real? How do you know what's not? When you get it's like a jigsaw puzzle. When you've got the documents, the bills, the white papers, what the globalists say they're planning, they're very honest in their white papers to their enforcers and minions, the people that carry it out. And then you get more and more pieces to it, and you're always just getting a clearer and clearer picture of what they're actually doing. Final segment with Tommy Pallotta. Right here on the GCN Radio Network. Then we'll go into rebroadcast from Jason Burmess and all the important news that he covered today. The film is American Prince, the story of Stephen Prince. And it's got Martin Scorsese, everybody in it. And it's going to hit the BitTorrents in the next 2 weeks. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit acolablue.com. Acolablue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Acola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Acola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Acola Blue at ecolablue.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Detoxify. You are constantly reminded how important Detoxify is to cleanse your body of dangerous toxins. You are also being reminded that it's important to detoxify safely, and not all products will provide safe and effective results. It's time to clear the air and clear your body with safe and effective Keeler Max. With the help of Nutriodine, Keeler Max will help your body to remove heavy metals, toxins, and chemicals. The liquid zeolite formula, Humic, helps to remove chemicals, toxins, and fluoride, bromine, and chloride. Add Malignablock to stimulate these to detox and anti-cancer protection. Green Tea Supreme to bind ionic toxins and protecting DNA and membranes. And Nutritrala to recycle all fat and water-soluble antioxidant cellular protection enzymes and molecules. Keeler Max and Dr. Bill's Oral Detox is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
Everybody knows the dice are loaded, ladies and gentlemen. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed, but we can do something about that.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed.
And I've been forgetting in this last 50-something minutes with my good friend Tommy Pallotta in studio with us. There's a website, AmericanPrinceMovie.com. AmericanPrinceMovie.com. Be sure and check it out. A lot of information about the film. Believe me. You want to check out the website and you want to check out the film when it comes out in a few weeks for free. And don't forget, the Obama Deception is free as well. We have found a high-quality YouTube copy of it. They encoded it well. They put it up well. Something like the quality of PrisonPlanet.tv. We suggest you go there and support us, or the super high-quality DVD at InfoWars.com. But regardless, AmericanPrinceMovie.com. Tommy?
Yeah, well, I just want to say it's so great to be here again with you. My second visit to the studio.
How long? I think you were like our second guest.
Yeah.
Tex Mars was our first here. How often are you going to be coming back to the States? How often to Austin? Because always, you know, we used to go on bike rides every week when you lived here.
I don't know. I mean, it's, I'll tell you, the winters in the Netherlands suck. And I really missed, Texas during the wintertime. So I'm going to have to start spending more time here during the winter months.
Within 2 weeks, American Prince will be up.
Yeah, within 2 weeks.
And you're going to link the BitTorrent at AmericanPrinceMovie.com?
Just go to AmericanPrinceMovie.com maybe next week, and there'll be information about that.
I'm excited. In the time we've got left, we were talking during the break. Five, 6 years ago, I didn't know we could turn this around, but I really do think, Tommy, that if everybody out there who loves liberty and freedom, we don't even all agree, but just get involved and be the change we want to see in the world, like Gandhi said, I think we can make a better world.
Yeah, I mean, I think... they push people past the breaking point. And I think that, you always wonder where that tipping point is. And I think we're definitely right at that point. Things don't seem to be getting better. They seem to be getting worse. And, you know, sometimes in dark times, that's when you see the light and people are going to react. And, you know, the human spirit's an incredible spirit. And I think that, people are waking up all the time. And I don't think that this is the end. You know, I think that this is a minor, detour. And eventually we're going to come back and we're going to prevail.
I agree with you. It's like my rant, many of the other rants in Waking Life. That's evergreen. You know, you told me years ago that in films you make, you want them to be evergreen. You don't even really care about them being a big success at the time they come out. You want to touch people. You want to communicate. And that's what I'm trying to do here is, it's not that I just want to matter or exist in the future with the information I put out. I want to commune with humans in the future, but I also want to commune with people today and, you know, see good people who love freedom to come together and to be active.
Yeah. And, you know, I mean, I'm at a point in my life where I'm in my 40s now, and I'm kind of seeing things from a different perspective, and I really have an immense amount of hope. I mean, now I relate to young people and older people alike, and everybody seems to be on the same page right now. Everybody, you know, is worried or hopeful or whatever, but everybody knows that something has to change and that we're going down the wrong path.
They're changing. Right now. They're waking up. They're tuning in. They're questioning. They're not just like rats going through a maze accepting the system they've been given.
Exactly. And I think that this is, I haven't been alive where I've seen that go just across the board. No matter what age or gender or race or whatever, everybody seems to be waking up right now.
I agree. I mean, I don't even know a lot of mainline yuppies that are waking up. So it's not even agreeing with us folks. It's looking down from the ground up and around you and seeing the bigger picture.
Exactly.
It is AmericanPrinceMovie.com, AmericanPrinceMovie.com. Be sure and check it out today. We've got it up on screen at PrisonPlanet.tv. Rebroadcast starts now in about a minute and a half with Jason Burmess and a ton of news. The show starts with an audio blog I did with local, well, national media that I thought was quite informative. Some of the bullhorning we did on the street. So that's coming up right now in the retransmission at InfoWars.com and on the podcast and on AM and FMs everywhere. Tommy Pallotta, American Prince, the movie. I want to thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, we're out of time. As I said, retransmission starts now in 70 seconds. One place, InfoWars.com. See you back live tomorrow. God bless.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.